because I don't want to work anymore. I've been reading that book by Sheryl Sandberg. She's the COO of Facebook. And she wrote that book that got women all riled up about our careers, talking about how we as women should challenge ourselves to sit at the table and rise to the top. And her book is called Lean In. Well, I don't want to lean in, okay? I want to lie down. I want you to lie the fuck down. I think feminism is the worst thing that ever happened to women. Our job used to be no job. We had it so good. We could have done the smart thing, which would have been to continue playing dumb for the next century and be like, we're dumb women. We don't know how to do anything. So I guess we better just stay at home all day and eat snacks and watch Ellen. Because we're too stupid to have any real responsibility. And then all these women had to show off and be like, we could do it. We could do anything. Bitch, shut up. Don't tell them the secrets. They ruined it for us. And now we're expected to work. When I hear the phrase double income household, I want to throw up. A lot of women get very upset with me about those comments. And they're like, but Allie, we have so many more options now. Oh, you don't think we had a lot of options when our day was free? Unscheduled, unsupervised, and most importantly, sponsored? You know how much shittier food tastes when you know you had to earn it?
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Take the edge off. More like radio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on More Like Radio.com.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue.
Hey, everyone. Theater is that? There it is. Hi, it is Dutch and Royce. I'm here on morelikeradio.com. It is December 20th.
Yay.
5 days for Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, almost. Woo! 16. Almost Christmas. Everyone excited? I'm excited.
I'm ready to jingle my bells.
I'm Joel Dutch Van Wingerden. That last voice you just heard was Johnny Cake Sanzari.
Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
I also have Royce Lopez.
I have my jingle balls all tingling.
Marie Lopez.
I'm laughing at Mitch's fake mustache.
Mitch put a monocle on his camera, so now he looks like an idiot.
Super producer, fake mustache, Heil.
Hello.
And Sherry Dalai Lama.
Hi.
Hello. Number is 954-573-2780. If you would like to get in touch with us, or go to morelikeradio.com/live, or if you're on Skype, Hippo Juice Film. I know none of this makes sense, but just that's how you find us.
What does it mean?
Yeah. I'm sick. I have a flu, and I have a throw-up flu, and it's not fun. And I'm going to be struggling tonight. So
I guess we better call you a wambulance.
I guess.
See, I was going to go a slightly different route. I was going to say, how much was the bill, .. for your wambulance?
Okay, that's good. Mitch, you have one? Do you have a joke for him? about him.
You're
being
a bitch.
See? Okay, hold on. I'm gonna
straight up, not even a joke. You're just insulting me.
I'm gonna have to go with Mitch's. I like his. Mitch wins. I think Mitch wins.
I get no respect on my own show. It's just horrible.
Relax, Rodney Dangerfield.
Sometimes John has a good burn. John, do you have a burn?
That's a pretty good burn.
That's the sound of a burp, I guess.
That's sizzle.
Sizzle.
It warm. Could be a snake, too.
Snake. Slow little snake.
Oof. Snake.
Sizzler.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Oh, do I still have the button? I'll have to find it, but. Sizzler. So what did you guys do this weekend?
What didn't we do this weekend?
I don't remember.
I remember.
Well, you didn't hang out with me this weekend.
Oh, okay.
No, we did not hang out with Mitch and Sherry or Dutch and Kelsey or John, even.
It was our friend Joyce's birthday. So we got an Uber, and I don't normally drink, but Daddy drank Saturday. And
what was your poison?
Well, you know, normally it's good to go from not drinking ever to go straight into drinking hard liquor. So that's what I did.
Yeah, no, that didn't sound good at all.
That's what I did.
Oh, and he's smoking
sounds
the
very
hook,
counter. Yeah. I mean, usually you want to ease in with some beer or something, but no, you went straight. What was your hard liquor of choice?
I was pretty much drinking all night pineapple and Captain.
A rum guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm Cuban. So, obviously. Yeah.
Why is all the rum gone?
Yeah. So, I drank
that. They call him Cuban Pete.
But why is the rum gone?
So, we went to this hookah bar and we took an Uber. And the Uber there was great, by the way. I always like to give shout outs to good Ubers. And this lady put way too much effort into her Uber. Like, I would never do that, but.
Anjos?
She had a no.
First of all, the car was scented.
That's a lot
with
of effort.
Hey, you know what? If it gets you a tip,
yeah. Oh, she got a tip.
Yeah.
No, the whole car was decorated. The whole car was decorated for Christmas. She had bows in the back of her car headrests. She had the big novelty lights hanging from the rearview mirror.
Now this is smart. I didn't think about this. She had a cup on her center console that said "Tips are appreciated" with Christmas lights on it. So. Again, she tries more than me. I just drive around, pick people, and then go, sup. And then I drop them off later. And then I keep, you know, like, I put no effort into it. I do the...
Do you at least have bottled water?
Bottled water? What am I, a sheik?
Yeah, I always do appreciate that when I see a, you know, some sort of bottled water,
Let me tell you something. I don't know how they pay them in Colorado, but with the fucking amount they pay us, we can't afford to have bottled water in our car. And it's like, unlike Lyft, Uber doesn't let you tip on the app. So most people don't tip because, not because they're dicks, but because no one has cash anymore.
The whole payment is tip. Like, it's a non-tip service.
No,
it
it's
shouldn't
not.
Be anyways.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Lyft, here's a perfect example. If you take a taxi, it costs about double as much as an Uber. I did the math.
Yeah,
and you're still expected to tip a taxi driver. Now, an Uber driver, you're paying half the amount, and you can't be bothered to tip him? Like, come on. Like, that's my point. That's what bugs me.
Right, but, I mean, they're only taking, I think Uber, well, you know, you're an Uber driver. What's the math on that? I thought it was 30%. They only take 30% of the overall fare.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Dutch, and here's the part that they don't tell you. And here's the, let's say I'm 12, let's say I'm the nearest Uber to you, okay? And let's say I'm 12 miles away. That could happen. It happens a lot. Because if you're not right in the city, you can be. Or late at night, 12 miles away. So
or Carolina.
I don't know.
City.
I don't know where you're going. I just know that I'm picking you up. It doesn't let me know until I start the trip. So I go and pick you up. I drive 12 miles, right? I get to where you are. You get in the car, and you just wanted to go down to the gas station to get smokes. I make $3. I drove 13 miles. And that's the thing. We don't
get plus your trip home, too.
Plus my trip home. You don't get compensated for going to the person's house. You only get compensated for when the trip starts and when you drop them off. And even if there's a fucking shitload of traffic, if it's 5 miles, you make $5. Even if it takes an hour to get there,
right.
You know?
And, I got a question to ask. Mm-hmm. How many times whenever someone, you know, marks you for an Uber and you're heading to them and all of a sudden in the middle of it, they just cancel because...
Oh, that's the other thing. People cancel all the time, and Uber will pay you if they've summoned you, and after 5 minutes.
And if you're within a mile, right? Is that what it is?
No, it's after 5 minutes. Not within a mile.
Okay.
So it's after all right.
So you still get paid.
You get paid $5.
And by the way, I'm only going to say summon an Uber.
Now, here's the other problem.
Is that a normal phrase? It sounds like you're, you know, like an Egyptian guy. Well, okay, chariot.
That's my personal thing. I like to feel like I'm a wizard. Anyway, just so you know, so people that don't know why I think Uber drivers should be tipped, and Lyft thought of it because Lyft in the app now lets you tip. You know, like you could add a buck. Mm-hmm. And you don't
have to. If you're exceptionally better than other ones you had before.
And yes, and here's...
It's an incentive for the drivers to do better.
To do better. And then maybe I would have bottled water. You know what I mean? But...
So I have a question for you, Royce.
Yeah.
So say I summoned you to come pick me up. And then I cancel.
Yeah.
I don't get charged, right?
If it's...
No, but you get a bad mark.
You
and
do
Uber
get charged.
Won't let you...
You
can
charge $5 if it's more than 5 minutes.
$5?
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
I was trying to think
as
of a way
matter
to
of fact,
to just summon you all the time.
As a matter of fact, sometimes I get more money because somebody canceled than if I pick someone up and drop them off a couple miles. But it's funny because just so you understand why I think people should fucking tip Ubers. And I don't mean, again, I don't mean if someone picks you up and takes you a mile down the road. That's not what I mean, obviously. But my point is, if they take you to the airport and I get out and I help people with their bags and shit, like I try to be nice, you know?
So you make the effort.
Yeah, I do. But anyway.
Well, this bitch totally made the effort.
I ask people when I pick them up over here, I go, hey, how much did the taxi cost you from the airport to your hotel? And they go, oh, it cost me $50. Okay.
Damn.
Okay. From that, if I do that same trip, taken from the hotel to the airport, it's $20. And I'm like, dude, you're already saving $30. And when you take a taxi, you are expected to tip them. When you take an Uber, everybody thinks. And the problem is, I will say a lot of people don't even understand it either, because this other person told me, they're like, well, no, there's this Uber taxi thing that it gives 20%. Uber taxi is something different. So my point is that, you know, it's,
well, what you should do is what our Uber driver did, is put a sign that says tips, thanks. And she put it in a cup, and then there were LED Christmas lights inside the cup, so it was illuminated even after she started the car and it was dark inside. Yeah. So you were staring at a glowing tips welcome sign the whole trip up, and it smelled lovely in there.
Yeah,
so of course she got her tip.
Well, fucking mine don't smell or anything, you know?
Yeah, but she put like scented nice things inside.
Anyway, I don't... It's,
scented,
you know,
nice things.
My point is, it's not even so much... It's not like you fucking... I need the fucking tips. It's just... It's just a matter of like, dude, you're already saving so much money. Like, you could throw a couple bucks if someone's helping you out.
Well,
no, I get that.
That's the principle.
I get that sentiment. Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to empower the people like she did. So, anyway,
like, again, you're doing all that. I'm going to give you like $8, $9, maybe 10.
Dude.
But here's the thing, is the whole tip thing is very American. Like, there's barely any countries out there that do the tip.
You know what's funny? Stuff. You say that, Dutch. You know what's funny? You say that. Some of the biggest tips I've ever received have been from foreigners, and you want to know why?
Right, because they're told we tip in America.
Dude, I took this British family, okay?
I took this
British family, and I took them like maybe 5 miles, right? So it was like a $5 fare or some shit like that, right? And then the guy tipped me $20. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't do anything special either.
They don't know what the normal is.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is fucking great.
They're like, ah, the euro over to, you know, whatever this is. It's like, this is pennies, basically.
I feel like that would almost be kind of messed up, taking a foreigner and having them tip, because how many times would they be tipping you with, like, their own money, and you won't know until after you left?
Uh-oh, did John die?
John just cut out for a second. I'm sure he'll be back.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now I can.
Okay. No, I was saying, like, you know, you get like a foreign fare, and then when they tip you, they tip you with their country's currency, and you won't know until they left, and you're like,
no, they know better. Honestly, my point is that I don't blame people, because I know that I never have cash on me. Like, it's super rare if I have cash on me, and. Right. I understand, like, there's some people that tell me, oh, I wish I could tip with the app. They tell me all the time, if I tip with the app, I tip you, man, but I don't have any cash. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, that's cool, you know? But the point is, like, I wonder why Uber hasn't, like, they always have these updates. Like, their last update was, you could, like, compliment the driver with these little badges like cool music, bro, or nice car. And I'm like, I don't want little cool badges because I can't buy I can't buy Domino's with little cool badges. You know what I mean? You know, like I can't do that. So fuck.
What star rating are you?
4.8. Anyway, I digress. We went
to a hookah bar.
To the hookah bar. That's where we were going. Wow, we took the long way. Went to the hookah bar, and I have a story about the Uber drive home, but we'll tell you after. So anyway, we're hanging out there. It was the coolest experience because our friend Joyce wanted to go somewhere to go dance for her birthday. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. You know, that's fine. And initially, we wanted to go to some gay bars.
It was perfect.
But
because
the people we were going to go with,
they canceled on us, ditched us last minute, and it was their idea to go clubbing. And Royce and I are not big clubbers, so we were doing it because it was someone else's birthday.
By the way, when you're 30, Marie and I were prepping for 2 weeks for this evening because we knew we were going to be up late. And this isn't a joke. We were like, all right.
Friday
maybe
night.
Get up. We got to get a jog in.
Dude, you don't even get – the night before we went to bed, and this is not a joke, at 10 p.m. on a Friday night, we were like, okay, we should probably go to bed because tomorrow we're going to be up late.
Jesus.
Dude, that's how we –
I do the same thing.
Dude, I guess I'm always preparing for a club then.
Yeah, because we ended up staying up till 3 a.m., but –
since they canceled, we started hitting up people to say, hey, where's a good place to hang out? Because we don't need to go to the club anymore. And we got a few recommendations that said, check out the hookah bar downtown Lakeland. And so we're like, all right, well, we'll go there. So not only were the cocktails very good, they hired a belly dancer for entertainment.
Oh,
and we got to sit on the floor on nice fluffy pillows and drink cocktails, smoke hookah, and watch a belly dancer.
So yeah, we fucking upgrade the hookah. And
what flavor did you guys smoke?
We got mint watermelon, and instead of water, they put wine in it. Whatever.
There you go.
We recently came into some money. We recently came into some money. So
I've never thought about putting wine instead of water.
It's it tastes really good.
Dilute it, you get a nice little buzz.
Yeah, it tastes. Yeah, don't just put straight wine. It's like about 50-50, I would say, wine and water. But anyway,
I'm not trying to trash anybody because it sounded like everybody was saying that hookahs are. I thought hookah died.
Yeah,
that was a big thing for me when I was in radio years ago and I was selling tickets to hookah bars and we would do live events there.
Dutch,
I thought it
not in my house.
Dutch, I thought the same thing. I haven't in years gone. We all thought the same thing. Actually, we went there because we were like, somebody recommended it because we're like, oh, they dance. You could dance.
I was
going to
say, did you like a sideways look like, oh,
hold on.
Really?
But here's what happens. So then we go there and we think, oh, you could dance there. But when we go there, it's totally chill, right? So these pillows on the floor, like Marie says. At one point, I'm literally lounging back and Marie's like leaning on me like I would be at home on the floor, like just fucking.
Oh, yeah, she's posting pictures in the chat room.
So then here's what happens. As the night progresses, more and more people start walking in. And the music changes from the Arabic music to a DJ. And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, it goes, and then I couldn't help it. We were totally comfy. Marie goes, oh, okay, we should dance. So Marie and Joyce start dancing. And I'm like, I guess we should at least stand up, right? So I'm standing up and I'm like, man, it was like three clubs in one. It was very odd. Cause at the same time, they were ordering like fucking, Arabic desserts and I ordered like an Arabic coffee. A Turkish coffee.
Dude, fucking Turkish coffee is the bomb.
Which they serve in little tiny cups. And Marie posted a picture there so you can see what it looks like. I mean,
so it's doing that and then all of a sudden this kicks in?
Yes. Yeah.
Not only that, but you even got the genre correct where they were playing 90s rap and hip-hop.
Dude, the music was fucking amazing. It was all 90s fucking hip-hop.
It was tailored for us.
You would know all of the songs.
It was tailored for us.
Oh, nice.
Dude, they played hoes in different area codes. Like, they were fucking ripping
it. By the way, for Royce Presents, whatever the dumb long title is for your wedding, that's all I'm playing for the reception.
By the way, I love that Mitch and Sherry's wedding now has been shortened to Royce Presents. That way, they don't even get credit in their own wedding. I just want to point that out. But, no, so the music starts kicking up, and, you know, they're dancing, and everyone's having a fucking good time, and
you're driving along.
So, we're smoking the I'm waiting for Dutch to find it.
It's not going to work.
Okay.
All right.
So, anyway, we're now I'm scared that he is going to find in the middle of me talking.
Just
I'm
keep
panicking.
Talking.
Help! There's a cliff!
That's the wrong one.
Okay, that's fine.
You're driving a line.
So I had to shut down the other program that had the music
playing.
It was a whole thing.
What they say about comedy, it's about timing. Really bad timing.
I know, and we have none of it.
Anyway. We go to the hookah bar.
Here's the thing, Marie. What you need to do is just, how about you just like instant message me so we don't have this awkwardness? Just like, be like, hey, Joel, play this, and then I'll play it.
I like the awkwardness.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay. I'm on Marie with this. Anyway, so the,
we're dancing,
and then we're like, okay, we're going to call an Uber home. Everyone was tired. We call the Uber, and the Uber that comes picks us up is this older dude in a Dodge Avenger.
It was literally the antithesis of the Uber driver.
Now, understand,
there.
When you get us in a car, and by us, I mean Marie and I, Joyce, Joe is a fucking nut job. Joe and Joyce, and we're all fucked up, obviously. So we could be a lot to deal with, okay? So we
a little
get
annoying.
We get in the car, and Joe's sitting in the front seat, and the three are sitting.
I've been with you two drunk before. You guys can be a lot.
Yeah. So Joe's sitting in the front seat.
Not as much as Kelsey, but you can be a lot.
Joe's sitting in the front seat with
the
Uber.
We get in the Uber, and I notice that there's like Steelers mats on there, and I try to be personable, so I'm like, oh, go Steelers! As soon as I sit down. Man doesn't say a thing, which is like the first tip off. Like, who is this man that's not excited that I'm also excited about the Steelers? Then you sit down,
so,
and the car smells like cigarettes, and so it's silent for
a little bit. Joe is sitting in the front seat. The three of us are sitting in the back. And Joe, you know, it's silent for a while. And to break the silence, Joe looks over to the Uber driver, and he goes, so what do you think about space travel?
What the fuck?
And the guy
That's a pretty good icebreaker.
And then the guy goes, what do you mean? And Joe goes, you know, like interstellar space travel. And then the guy goes, I mean, I guess you would
Did
have
you
to-
guys all start cracking up by
Hold
the way?
No, not yet, just- not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. And then the guy goes, I guess you would have to go faster than the speed of light. But like he was like trying to not just be quiet, because you could tell he didn't want to talk to us, but he had to because we're in the car, you know. And Joe's like, and then he goes, Joe goes, well, I mean, what about antimatter? the guy just doesn't say anything. He stopped talking at that point, and then I start talking with Joe, and we start talking about space travel, being really annoying. And the gentleman, and every time we try to bring him into our conversation, he would just keep looking forward and awkwardly grip the steering wheel.
Like, we were going all over, because we love talking about space travel. So once Joe started that up, we're like, yeah, but what about wormholes? Can't you just find a wormhole?
Oh, that's right. That's a good point. So we're in the back having this conversation about wormholes.
And then somehow it turned into talking about music. And like we spun off immediately, like we do on the show, but that man felt so awkward because we kept asking him questions.
And then after we got out of the car, we're drunk and we're like, you know, fuck this guy. Like, we're in there trying to fucking have a good time. And he's like, and then when I sobered up anyway, I had this realization. I was like, this guy was probably like, oh, I'm going to pick up my Uber drive. Okay, everyone come in. And what he got was, hey, I think I space travel. And then I'm like, oh, no wonder he was angry. Like, I'd be angry too.
See, I tried to.
Especially if you're, I mean, like, you got to depend on the mood. Like, maybe he had a shitty one beforehand, or maybe he just didn't want to talk, or maybe he's the type.
You know when you're drunk? You know when you're drunk and you think you're cooler than you are?
Nope.
Right.
Nope, never had that. And here,
I do.
I wasn't that drunk. I was actually fairly sober. I remember trying to break
fairly
the
sober.
Ice with the whole Steelers thing, and he wasn't having it. I remember that his car smelled like cigarettes, and he looked very old. So he was a curmudgeon.
Is that the point where you went, fuck this guy?
Yeah.
He was
a curmudgeon.
Is that what happened? Did we have a silent agreement when we got in the car? Because if somebody doesn't immediately bend to our psychotic and crazy wacky will, we just blackball them and make their life hell. I think it's on us. Because it's true, like, immediately, every time I get in an Uber with somebody, especially with a group like these people, it's always something to test. We put the driver through like an American Gladiator kind of test.
Yeah,
know?
We do.
And if at the end of it he passes or she passes, you're like, that guy was pretty fucking cool. That Uber driver, remember when you farted right in his face and he was like, you guys are good.
We might as well be walking walking into the Uber like, eat this worm. Exactly.
So for example, even though I'm an Uber driver, for when I am an Uber passenger, I treat it as
If anything, you should be a little more empathetic.
I treat it as a hazing experiment every time I get in there.
No, he's less empathetic because
how long have you been driving? 2 months? Oh, rookie.
Royce, oh, boy. Get buckle up.
Get ready.
Buckle up, buckaroos. No, Royce.
Have you ever had one side of your dual climate thing turn the heater all the way up and the other one put on cold? Because it's about to happen.
Royce, next time you go Ubering at night, you should turn on the heater pad on the passenger seat and turn on the spotlight on the other one and then like force it like some sort of weird interrogation.
Make them sweat.
Yeah. Where were you on the night of December 21st?
And then the guy goes, man, it's a little hot here. Sorry. AC's broken. Anyway. What are you doing in this part of town? Oh, man. I'm just, I guess, not super nice to them.
So anyways, we go from late night at hookah to the very next day having to go into a car dealership to buy a car.
Oh, my God. Have you ever tried to buy a car after fucking drinking all night? It's not fun.
I could barely sign my name because my hands were still jittery from being hungover.
It was bad. Because we got home and we finally fell asleep. Because, you know, you're still fucking wired from drinking. You drink a little bit more when you get to the house, you know. And then we finally fell asleep like at 3. Was it 3, right?
Something like that.
3 o'clock. And going to bed at 3, Marie, by both of us set our alarms for 10:30. And at nighttime, you're so optimistic about setting that alarm. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
At nighttime,
dude,
you're like,
10:30. I'm going to get up and I'm going to do something tomorrow.
In my mind, I'm like, 10:30, probably be awake anyway by 9. So what really happens is you get up and all you're like, oh my God, I hope it's not almost 10:30. I don't want to get out of this bed. Oh my God, I hope it's not almost 10:30. I don't want to get out of this bed.
And you're like, did I drink enough water last night? I don't know if I have enough energy for this.
It's one of those where you know you're dehydrated, but you don't want to get up to get the water. You know?
Right.
You're
like, dude,
I don't care.
I've been there a thousand times.
I don't care. So anyway.
But yeah, so
we go to the car dealership.
I had pre-ordered my car last week, and I was picking it up in the dealership the following day.
Damn, is that your ride?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Oh, Eric says in the Facebook chat, I like sexy, shaved, and waxed Royce. My head is all bald, and Marie trimmed my beard. It's still thick, but... Oh, I'm sorry. Look at me. I get all flattered, and I go off topic. Sorry. What are we talking about?
We're not talking about you. We're talking about the fucking car.
Anyway, I look so handsome in that car.
We don't care.
What? I'm
we
saying.
We know what you look like.
I turn heads in that car, my friend.
So,
I'm sure you do.
So
they're like, why did this man steal this 16-year-old's car?
Yeah, why is he?
Sorry.
So we tried to do all the paperwork and stuff up front so we could just walk into the dealership, put our name down to pieces of paper, and walk out. And the guy was telling us, no, you're ready right now. The car is already waiting for you. Just walk on in.
Oh, yeah, okay.
An hour later of us sitting around twiddling our thumbs waiting for him to print out the goddamn paperwork.
And that's the thing. Like, Marie's dad already bought a car from this guy, and he was tired. He just like, look, we'll go over there. We'll get it done. But he's like, he kept calling the guy, and he kept telling him, look, just be here at this time. And like, he goes, look, and then he goes, I'll send you everything beforehand. So when I go there, all we have to do is like, here's a check, sign, and leave. I don't know what the fuck car dealers hear, but when you get there, and then we were making bets in the car, we're like, how much do you want to bet? Even though we told him 10 times on the phone, we don't want any of these add-on packages or the extended warranty bullshit that he's still going to try to do.
So they get us in the back room to sign the rest of the
paperwork.
It felt
like Fargo. True Code comes straight from factory.
He puts down a piece of paper with like a 1 year, 2 year, 5 year warranty type plan. He goes, now I just have to read this through.
All of us at the same time.
We just yelled at him.
And I'm not kidding you. This is not an exaggeration for radio. This is not an exaggeration for radio. Not just Marie and I.
Her dad
and her mom at the same time. Everyone went, not like a nice no. We went, no! And the guy looked at us. He goes, but then the manager goes, but I have to read it. We go, no.
No, you don't have to read it.
But I have to. We go, no. And we kept on this. Dude, I've never experienced
this.
That is fucking
funny.
I've never experienced this in my life.
I know it's your job, but no, you don't.
We're like, we're not going to tattle on you, dude. And he's like, but I have to read it. And we're like,
no, you don't. I go, we all said, I think her dad said, why don't you just pretend you read it? and we move on. It was fucking, I've never, dude, it was like a Texas standoff of him trying to read something and us saying no.
Finally, my mom just
goes. I met your dad and I could see him saying that, by the way.
Finally, my mom just goes, honey, just let him read the thing so we can move on.
Oh my God, your mom's an angel. She's the voice of reason because Marie, me, and her dad were fucking so mad.
Because we're all sitting there for an hour twiddling our thumbs when the guy's like, no, I'll call you when you're ready to come in and pick up the car.
Her mom is so sweet. Her mom's like, honey, can you just let the man read it so we can go?
Let the man read it. It's such a great, like, motherly stick. Let the man
and
read
it.
And
we were fuming. You don't understand. Because
oh, no, I understand. I get
we
it.
We were fuming. And I don't, you could tell that her dad was mad because we were making bets. And when we left, he goes, hey, Royce, 55 minutes. I go, what? He goes, 55 minutes. Remember when he said we'd be in and out? I'm like, oh, shit. He was timing the exact amount of time it took to do this hilarious deal.
Yeah, by the way, that asshole's called me twice afterwards and left me a voicemail of how I'm enjoying my car. And I'm just going, you motherfucker, stop calling me during work, and I don't want a voicemail. Oh, and by the way, we actually bought this car from a dealership in Tampa instead of going into a dealership in Orlando after we talked about the dealership in Orlando last weekend.
Oh, my God.
As soon as I got the car.
Jerry with a J kept calling you?
As soon as I got the car home, I was waiting for this, right? I was ignoring all the Orlando dealership calls all week long, waiting to just have the car ready because I was like, if for whatever reason the car falls through, I don't want to screw myself over. When the moment I had it home, I drafted an email back to the Orlando dealership guy going, hello, so-and-so. This is the reason why you lost my car sales. And I bulleted out four or five different reasons.
You've never seen a more passive-aggressive email than when Marie sends you an email when she's mad. It was a bullet-pointed, smarmy, just fucking fuck you in your fucking face. But never me. Like, no one could read it. In context.
It takes away your soul kind of emails. Yeah.
In context, you can't pick it apart and say she's being mean. But when you read it, you know what she's doing. You know, like, here's why you lost the business, which means you're not getting my money, but I'm going to lecture you.
And chances are, if, like, his manager saw that email, chances are he either got a third strike or he probably lost his job.
I don't know. She hadn't sent it yet.
Oh, fuck.
No, well, I sent it the moment I got home. So I was – not only that, I read it out loud to the entire group I was with. But and then I just – I drafted it. I read it out loud. And then after I was done, I was just like, send.
Yeah. Yeah, she had to make sure everyone knew how smarmy it was before she sent it. It was very funny. So
that was our weekend.
Anyway, fucking been driving this new fucking Honda Civic, right? The one that Kyle's been talking about if you've been listening to Hippo Juice.
It's not like a hatch thing? Like, that's the new Honda Civic.
That is the new Honda Civic, dude.
It looks pretty good,
that's
man.
That's why I was blown. Okay, well, here, check this out.
Is that color blue, Micah?
It's Aegean blue.
We have a 2000. Maria's a 2008 Civic. That's the one. But just in the 8 years between these models, it's like night and day. Like, this is just a 1.5 liter, but it has a turbo, right? Dude, it's like driving a little fucking rally car. It's insane. Like, it has a little turbo meter. It has an economy meter, so you'll get like 42 miles per gallon on the highway. But if you want to drive like an asshole, you can drive like an asshole. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I guess what's happening now is the Civics and they're starting to get the technology that only cars like Audis and BMWs had like 5 years ago. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think its stuff starts getting cheaper. But the coolest part is they have something in the car that whether you have an Apple phone or a Droid phone, you either download Apple Play or Android Auto, and you turn it on and you plug it into your car, and it takes over the screen. So it has all your music and your navigation, your Google Maps is on your screen, so you get, instead of having, like, you know those the cars where they have navigation in them, they're just a DVD in the back that, you know, navigate? This is actually pulled...
It never works.
Right, never works. This is actually pulled off of your phone, so it's, like, real time.
Yeah, yeah. So, basically, yeah, it's just, like, a screen display of your phone, so you can put your phone away, so you're not driving and texting and doing dangerous shit anymore. And it, you can use the Android commands, voice commands, and the steering wheel button, so your hands free like the whole time. It's amazing. It's, and I'm going from a 2008 Civic to a 2017
which
Civic,
which is basically going from, it felt to me like going from the Flintstones car, you know, to like a fucking brand new car. You know, like, it was really weird because I know we've talked about it in the show how we've said, like, new cars are getting, it's very, very hard for a middle class family to get new cars because how expensive they are. After driving this, I get why they're so expensive now, all the stuff they put into them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's fucking expensive. But I don't know, man. I mean, I like the car. You know, it, it'll fucking help out for Uber.
Yeah, no, it's...
Maybe then, you ungrateful bastard, will tip me. You're so, getting me giving you these amazing stories on my... You know what? I entertain people way too much for them not to at least fucking tip me. Because you're not just getting an Uber.
Here comes the Royce.
Getting an Uber. You're getting an experience.
Please stop yelling at our people about
tipping
you.
No, I'm going to fucking yell at them. I go out there.
No.
You know, I put myself... I do a show for one out
no
there.
No one cares.
Every day.
No one cares.
I'm out
every
there
day.
Changing lives. Today, I texted you guys. I picked up these two hottest girls I've ever seen from Denmark. Oh, my God.
Did you get pictures of them, though?
No, I'm not. That's the point.
We asked for pictures.
Mitch asked for pictures. I'm like, you understand that they would call the police if I started taking pictures of my people in my Uber?
Well, you just tell them it's an American custom, just like
no,
tipping.
It's not.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they're from a different country, just be like, hold on real quick, for my safety and yours, I need to take a quick picture of you. Is that okay?
Yeah, but the problem is when they go, I don't understand why my pants have to be down.
No, the shirt's off.
Please take your pull your you can leave her on, just pull the shirt off.
Are you sure this is an American custom?
Just show a little bit of underboob. That's
a tiny bit. Okay, cool. Okay, now bite your lip and moan. Just moan a little. Why are they not tipping me, Dutch?
Can you cry a little bit?
Cry
just,
can you,
just a little bit.
Can you say no, Daddy? What'd you say? Get out of my car. We're still moving. Get out of my car. Oh, Eric says he loved our Christmas card. Dutch was saying how creepy it was before the show.
I didn't say it was creepy.
We were doing Stranger Things, and in Stranger Things, they had a full-blown hat or a full-blown axe when they were sitting on the couch. And I didn't own an axe, and I didn't feel like buying an axe for my Christmas card. So I knew I had a hatchet, so I made Royce hold the hatchet, and I held
a fruitcake. Why do you have a hatchet? You guys live in Florida.
Oh,
we bought a hatchet.
To cut cheese with.
Okay, because one of our wedding gifts, when we got married, obviously, was a little fire pit. And I wanted to get a small little hatchet so I can get little twigs from the backyard and chop them up so they would fit in my little fire pit.
Did somebody say hatchet?
Why? Turn it off.
Nope. The angrier you get, the more I'm gonna play it.
Oh, no. This makes me angry too.
I know.
What'd you do?
Watch your language in front of the lady.
All right, I stopped.
Look.
Closed it. I closed it. It's done. Sorry.
If there's ever something I wanted to die, it's that.
That kid.
I was gonna say, because the Florida story thing is the only good. We can't transverse the bit of hitting a lot of buttons from Florida Story to you and your dumb things.
Transgendered is the correct term, Dutch.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Did you say transgendered?
No, not transgendered.
Oh, is that like a new cranberry
it's
drink?
Gay cranberries.
Right? Yeah. Oh, one of my – speak really quick. I was telling you a little bit about this off air, Mitch and Sherry, but one of my first rides today when I was Ubering was a couple that was – with a kid that was basically Mitch and Sherry. So I picked them up, and they're like, I'm like, hey, where are you guys from? They're like, oh, we're from Minnesota. I'm like, oh, what part? They go, Eden Prairie. I'm like, no shit. So I go, I have friends in Minnesota. And, you know, they were telling me the same thing that you were telling me. Like, yeah, we were telling our friends in Florida that, you know, there's a 100-degree difference between the temperature in Minnesota and the temperature in Florida. And wow. Then they also have a quarter of a cow in a deep freezer like Mitch and Sherry do. I think they're the future version of Mitch and Sherry. I'm pretty sure.
Were they awesome?
No. That's why I knew it. They disappointed me vastly. Yes?
I have a story from today, too. Oh, I share it?
I mean, unless it sucks.
No, it doesn't suck. I'm just proud. I put the link.
Hey, my name's ahead of his. I say go ahead.
Okay. So I posted the link in the chat. So 3 weeks ago, I got a professional photo taken in front of a little Christmas tree at work, and I shared it online. Saying,
and everybody thought she was pregnant.
Yes, I shared the photo online.
We can assure you she is not.
I shared the photo saying, you'll know why
you
I got
this. Don't have sex with her.
No, because this is a two-story house, and we take care of that real quick.
I shared it saying, you'll know why I had this.
Oh, Doc Martin. Sorry. Go ahead. I apologize. I had an abortion joke. You may go on.
Okay, Google, abortion.
This is there very, we go. You're fucking so many people's worlds up right now with that because it's really sensitive, the Google Home. Anyway, Marie, your recipe.
So the photo in the chat, I shared it 3 weeks ago, just the individual photo saying, you'll know why I got this photo by the end of this month. I had to say that because I couldn't spoil the thing, and also I didn't have the link, but basically
Ma posted the picture for us.
I got my recipe. We all submitted recipes at the office for our favorite like potluck thing to make, and so I submitted a recipe for butternut squash soup, and they got picked.
Butternut squash?
Yeah, so I got my recipe got picked to be featured on the company website, and it was published today.
Ooh.
But when I shared it, and I just said, you'll know why in the next couple of weeks why I got this, everyone started saying things like, I think I know what it is, but I don't want to spread any rumors. And
people immediately think you're pregnant when you do anything vague online, by the way.
Yeah.
You can't be vague.
No,
Marie didn't want to say anything until it was published.
So I responded back to that one comment going, I'm not fucking pregnant. If you know anything fucking about me, you would know that I think it's fucking shitty as shit to fucking tease a joke about being pregnant online. That's not a joke. It's not fucking funny. I'm not pregnant. I can goddamn promise you that. It's not that big of a deal, you goddamn asshole.
And the replies were, those are probably her hormones. She's definitely pregnant.
She's so pregnant.
But like, people start losing their shit. Like, what is it this? Is it this? Did you get a new job? Did you wear a movie? Like, I'm just like, guys, calm down. It's not that goddamn big of a deal. Right. Like,
when
I promise you.
A recipe, you can't be vague. Just be like, okay, it's about a recipe. That's all you had to have said.
No,
and that would have
well,
shut
I
everything
think about it. I honestly didn't think about it that hard.
Didn't think about it? This is your job.
Well,
to know, like, what people think about on the internet.
I just thought it would be fun to just be like, small little tease. I was just excited to get my photo. Like, I didn't even care about the art. Like, I wanted my Christmas photo. The moment she took it, I asked her, I'm like, can you send me the digital copies of that? Because I want that, like, for my LinkedIn profile, like, stat.
So, so she's now publishing that blog. And by the way, I will say, and you know me, I would shit on Marie any chance that I can get, but that butternut squash soup is fucking amazing. It's one of the best soup I've ever had. It's
nice.
Like redonkulously good. So we should make it for Mitch and Sherry when they
oh,
come.
Oh, you already
Sherry's
put out
made
the
it before.
Recipe?
Oh, yeah, you've made it. We've given you the recipe. That's right.
Yeah, I don't like it, though.
Really?
I don't like butternut squash, though.
Wow,
that's okay.
That's the main ingredient.
You saw
so that
Mitch? You saw
like.
You saw that? You saw that, Marie? Mitch called you a fucking bitch.
That's okay.
He called you a bitch. Yeah. He called you a terrible cook.
Oh, right here. I thought you were
right
okay, Spider. I thought you were okay, Spider.
It's all right. Totally okay, because my fucking recipe was all around the TVs in the main office where we have head executive
now
chefs.
Mitch is going to get
seven major restaurants nationwide.
Now
so,
Mitch is going to get a.
Oh, here we go.
Now Mitch is going to get a passive aggressive email with bullet points.
No.
Mitch is going to get a passive aggressive email.
This is why I don't think that you had the right butternut squash.
This is why you're wrong.
Oh,
this is why Mitch didn't get that car sale.
Eric in the chat room says,
I can't open this.
Eric says, how great would it be if the picture was she came out as a man that she just wanted to change? That would have been great. Then I would have to be a gay guy. Oh, well, I'll tough it
again.
Out. Dream come true. Eric in the Facebook chat says, 2017, we need an upgrade and he needs something behind me and my camera. We're working on an idea. We're going to put a chalkboard behind me. So that's coming up soon. So we're going to write different things behind me on the camera.
Like different dicks?
Yeah, mostly dick drawings.
And that's doodles?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's all it's going to turn into, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's just going to be...
Yeah, have you ever played it? Have you ever played, like, Pictionary or Draw with Friends
or
whatever?
No,
or it just turns into dick pics.
Oh, can I tell you that my Google Home turned into Marie's Smash Mouth machine every morning to piss me fucking off? Every morning.
You know, like...
Smash Mouth. She goes... And then she'll try to whisper it because she tries to guess me. Usually when I go take a shit, she goes, "Hey, okay, Google, play Smash Mouth." And then I walk out there and she's doing this like corny dance to Smash Mouth. I'm like, why? It's too early.
It gets me going.
Never too early for Smash Mouth.
Listen, every fucking morning.
Listen, like 4 or 5 days ago, Royce is like, okay, this bit's over because we ran out of Smash Mouth songs. And I'm like, no, we didn't. No, we fucking didn't.
I forgot how many Smash Mouth songs there are. Because you know what? I forgot how many Shrek movies there are. Fucking.
By the way, I have. Do you post that Smash Mouth nonsense on Facebook?
No.
I'm not on Facebook that much, as you guys know.
No. Because all my dances are me in my underwear.
Yeah, she's
so
in
no.
her underwear, so they're not really safe.
Okay, the only reason why I'm asking is because Kelsey out of nowhere went, somebody once told me, like right before we went to bed. I'm
oh,
like,
well, Kelsey's in our
you
chat.
Do that?
Kelsey's in our chat, so.
Right. That's what I'm asking. Do you put it on Facebook?
Eric says he supports Maurice's pro Smash Mouth agenda. Come on, Eric. That doesn't fucking help.
I don't know. Shut up. You could shut up.
All I'm saying is Royce totally forgot Then the Morning Comes was a song, but I did not.
I can't.
Oh my god, I forgot about that one too.
Then the morning comes.
Banner now.
Oh my god.
Bow, 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 the way that you talk. Here it is.
Oh, there it is. Guys, we fucking nailed it.
That was a fucking song for like 2 months was on like the top 10, I think. Like in the summer, I want to say of 99, correct?
Wow.
Mom says, fuck you guys. I have All-Star in my head now.
Sorry. Look, if we have to live in this hell, so do the listeners.
It's just the way that you talk, like it ain't no thing.
Miami Mill says, I would give anything to see Marie dance in her underwear. Yeah, you would, except it's every morning with Smash Mouth. It's not that exciting.
Not that exciting.
I have the videos. I can send them.
I like that picture that she had a comparison of the lead singer from Smash Mouth with the lead singer from ICP and Guy Fieri.
Oh my god!
Yeah, they're pretty much the same guy.
With that frosted tip look.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same guy.
Sherry,
Shady Too Dope.
Sherry, why did you Photoshop my head in Marie Soup? That's not nice.
That's the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
He's wearing a wig too.
You look so upset.
She's very pleased with herself, and he's just like, well, I guess I'm stewing now.
This was a much bigger reaction than I thought I would get.
He's stewing.
Explain it for people that aren't looking at it.
Well, a picture of Marie.
It looks
very. Okay. Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
The best way I can explain it. It looks like the dinner scene from Indiana Jones Temple of Doom, where they're eating all of that weird, like the monkey brains and shit.
I don't. Okay.
Nobody.
And then, yeah, I know. I get.
I know what you're doing.
Put my head in my crock pot of the soup. It's like she cooked my head, and I'm in there very sad. It's a picture of me with the wig. I don't understand.
Yeah, you look like Lady Gaga.
Like, Sherry, why do you have to hurt me? Like, I'm nice to you all the time, and you just come at me so... You know I don't know how to Photoshop, and I can't defend myself on the internet. What the fuck you want from me?
You should know that I'm very mean when I'm sleepy.
Oh, my God.
It's just the best. Thanks, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Oh, God.
So what did everyone else do this weekend?
Eric says, put the cam on Marie. The fucking camera's in my laptop. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. It has everyone's face there. It's a lot easier. Sorry, go ahead.
We are pretty much 100% sure that Tipper, the dog that we're watching, is pregnant.
As long as you're not
Sterling.
I think she's giving birth right now, actually.
Don't yay! Give
her. No, not yay.
Oh, what do you mean not yay?
Because we don't want puppies. We literally
it's not
told
about you. It's wow. about dude. It's not like you guys now like have custody over the child. You can sell a thing off in 3 seconds. It's a.
It's not our dog though.
Well,
we wanted
hold on.
The puppies to be aborted.
Oh, and who told you no to the abortion of the puppies?
Why does it matter if they need to be aborted? Just sell them.
Are you saying you're pro-life puppy? Are you saying you're pro-puppy life?
I'm just saying, like, get some money off of it, right? No?
They're mutts.
You know what?
Yeah, who the hell's going to buy
you know,
a mutt?
Hey, you know who else was a mutt? Barack Obama, the greatest president of the United States. So why don't you fucking not sit there and tell me that mutts can't achieve great things? You fucking racist. All you see
yeah,
is
it
Minnesota.
It is kind of racist of you guys to not think that that... Wait, would it be a mutt? I thought they were both long-haired, whatever.
No, they're not.
No. Sterling's a purebred. She is not. She's a mix of a Irish wolfhound and a collie.
Why did
well, then
Sterling,
nobody, you don't have to tell anyone that.
Sterling lowered himself. He has better standards than that. Come on,
When did we take her in, Sherry?
He got his dick wet. He was fine.
Yeah. When did we take her in? September? October?
On my birthday.
I have a question. Because okay. I've met Sterling, and he's a hyperactive little guy. Did he get a little calmer after you brought the girl in?
Yes, he was calm until... I mean, because they would run around him and blow off energy and everything, and mm-hmm. he was fine. But once she came into heat, he was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I wanted to murder him. And I knew that he couldn't stop it because... He was just like really heavily panting for a week straight.
And crying.
Oh,
and
there
howling.
He is. He just brought
crying. Me. Yeah, he brought me a hot dog.
Wanted a hump all the time. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So and what it was, weird. he mounted her like she was wearing we had those diapers for her so she wouldn't bleed all over the place because she was in heat. Well, within about 2 minutes of us turning around, he was already past the diaper and inside of her and locked on, and he couldn't get him apart.
No.
I'm going to show you a photo of what a dog's penis looks like.
I don't know. I know what it looks like. Looks like red lipstick.
I think we all know what a dog's penis looks like if you've owned a dog.
No, look in the chat.
That's fucking. That's
this
not a dog's penis.
It's very
that,
specific.
I believe that's from Tremors.
No, yeah, exactly. Like Sherry tremor. Saw it up close.
Sherry, that's definitely from
it
Tremors.
Locks in, so how else does it lock in
that's
other than
definitely
like...
a fucking creature? Is that one of the creatures?
And then it locks.
That's a creature from Starship Troopers? Like, what is that?
No, that's from Tremors.
That's Kevin Bacon from Tremors.
No, yeah. Kevin Bacon only made one movie, and that was Footloose. I think we all know that.
Yeah.
After that,
wasn't
he
she's having a baby?
No, after that, he died. Well, at least his career did.
Tremors is not. What dog penises look like?
Yeah, you have never seen a dog penis, obviously.
Yes, I have. I have two in my house.
Have you seen them close up?
Hey,
when
hey,
come
hey,
out
everybody.
Of,
yeah,
one when has I come pet, out of the other.
When I pet dude the right way, man, that lipstick comes out. I'm just like, oh, God.
Can we stop?
I think my dog's gay.
He
never even wants to do anything with Pepper, but he wants to fuck me.
Can we stop this literal dick measuring contest, please?
Oh.
Thank you.
What do you want to talk
appreciate
about?
It. I don't know.
Oh, I was going to say. But so I'll go back to the Tipper thing. So we got Tipper in October, and we told the owner, we're like, she needs to get spayed. And she's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to take care of that, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out that the owner is a habitual liar and is terrible with everything in life.
Okay,
so,
all right.
She's my age. She graduated same year as me. But the way I would put
Why
it, she is 17-year-old.
I'm sorry. Why were you guys watching the dog in the first place then?
Because, the owner is basically a stray as well. And she and our coworker is basically babysitting her.
Love my coworker.
And we like our coworker. So we're like, we'll do this for you because his house is not set up for dogs. And his wife hates this lady and the tipper and the dog.
Our mistake was taking the dog before it actually got spayed.
See,
but
that, what you,
here's me. I trust and love everybody until they prove me wrong, and then
you
I hate
get,
them.
What do you get for being nice? See, now you learn the hard lesson. That's
apparently
what happens
a bunch
nice.
Of puppies.
When you're nice to people, don't say that. Don't say that because then you're going to perpetuate this. The puppies are a fucking side effect. They're a byproduct of this.
So. When the dog, Sterling, locked on to Tipper, I did the math, and puppies should be due about Christmas Day.
Right.
But the beginning of December, I was like, oh, her nipples are getting kind of large. Like, she's gaining weight. So I took a photo of, like, my hand versus.
Your nipples are so pink.
My nipples.
My nipples. I took a picture of my nipples.
My hand versus.
We are
her
all
nipples.
Children.
And she's like, no, that's just normal after they go into heat for their first time. And my mom says it's fine. My mom knows everything. LOL.
Yeah.
So 3 weeks later.
3 weeks.
I'm just hoping.
Now what's
going on? But
it's
okay because she's giving me a bottle of wine now.
I don't think that makes up for it.
I'm just hoping because we're going to Florida next week to visit with you guys.
For hopefully more than 20 minutes.
Yes. So we are hoping that Tipper keeps the babies inside of her until Thursday or Wednesday, whenever we get rid of Tipper. And then we will just never let her back in our house again. And then she can give babies all she wants, and I don't care.
Yeah, that sucks, man. That was fucking, on top of getting a dog, it was thrown onto your fucking plate. What did she say about the puppies, though?
Nothing. She ignored me until like an hour before the show, and she's like, I found someone who can take the dog or take Tipper and the puppies for while you guys are on vacation.
And then she can
and
keep
I
them forever.
Got them treats and I got you a bottle of wine.
I think, Dutch, what you're not understanding is Tipper is a shitty dog. That's why I don't want her.
Puppy. You don't want her as the mother.
She pissed
okay.
on her couch. She pissed on her bed.
She still shits on the floor and she's a year old.
Oh, shit.
Oh, like, yeah. Terrible, terrible dog.
Like the owner did not teach her anything
not
other than to
all.
Kind of
and you
sit.
Don't want because then they'll just teach that to the puppies and you don't
yep.
want that.
That's a good point.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
a very
yeah,
good point.
Yeah, dude, Kevorkian those puppies. Do it.
No, don't kill them. But just, you know, get them out. You know, you don't keep them. Let someone else. Let them be someone else's problem.
I want them out of my life.
Push them.
Yeah,
over
exactly.
To else.
So, but trying to sell mutt puppies. But here's the thing. How you make money. Say it's a purebred wire hair or whatever your breed is. And then just lie.
No,
because no. I like the wire. No, because we're in a wire hair group on Facebook because of course we are. And they are
what's fucking
ever.
Wrong with you guys?
Of course we are.
we're not shitty people like Tipper's mom is.
That's funny.
Do you know how awesome it is? Because you're just having a shitty day, so you just go on Facebook and you go into your German wire hair group and like, oh my god, there's a dog with a shoe in its mouth. It's like, hey mommy, I see you forgot your shoe by the door, so I brought it to you.
Can I be in that group?
It's just funny. Yes.
I need to find a husky group. Because I feel like
now, Dutch, make sure you
dogs are so stupid.
Make sure you search for husky parentheses dog. Because if you just search husky, you get fat women.
Oh, I get yeah, fat, right.
You don't want that. It's a different group. It's a
you don't want that in your life.
It's a different group. You're not a football player. You don't need it.
Yeah, I don't.
And I would also like to point out that when we picked up the dog, we're like we're breeding Sterling with another purebred GWP. We are not neutering him.
What
so
is GWP?
Be neutered if it's spayed, German. If it's coming into our house. So we gave them fair warning.
GWP is what? German what?
German wire-haired pointer.
Right.
That's what I said. Or he was trying to figure out the acronym in his head while you were telling the story.
I thought it was gay white people.
And then his brain shut off to everything that you said because he was stuck on GWP.
I need to know. Stuck on the acronym. Exactly.
Well, I need to know.
We're planning on breeding Sterling with more gay white people.
Oh, well, okay. I don't know that's how it works.
But after this whole Tipper going and heat and Sterling being the worst thing in the world ever, we're like, nope, not happening. So we cut his balls off.
No, they didn't cut them off. They suctioned them out with a
whatever,
straw.
They vacuumed out his balls.
And now he has little raisins.
Sterling.
You
want to
show everyone
that
scrotum?
Yeah, we don't want to see his balls. Why do you? Oh, my God, Mitch. Mitch is holding the fucking.
How long did he have to have the cone on for? Because I got to get dude in for that here soon.
He didn't have a cone at all.
Really?
So now it's going to look like chewed up bubble gum.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude's a little too hyperactive right now, and I need to get him fixed.
When they take dude in to be fixed, have Kelsey bring it in. That way dude still likes you. That's the key.
Oh, wait. Did you do that with has Yuke not looked at you the same sense?
No, Yuke is still fully
intact.
Look how fat.
But there's no dogs here.
Oh,
so.
That's right. Okay, that because the amount of money you can make out of just breeding. Yeah,
and there's no
dog.
And there's no dogs here either. Like she, you know, like she's pretty much no one's gonna get in here and try to bang her. But that sucks. I mean, it sucks because now there's more dogs. And like you said, if it's shitty, then there's more shitty dogs that more people have to take care of.
Well, and also another thing is I can't trust Tipper at all. Like, you put her outside. Our backyard is fenced in. Sterling has never even thought about jumping
the fence. It's very well fenced in.
Yeah, Tipper jumped it twice.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good... like a little reindeer.
Are you? Wow, okay.
So, yeah, so we had to get it. We have to tie her up in our fenced in yard because she'll fucking jump the fence.
She's just the worst.
Shitty ass dog.
She's a terrible bad dog. Yes.
You see, my little guy could jump our side fence that we have, so, but he doesn't because he's like, well, what's Pepper doing?
I gotta. Yeah, but I don't.
Well, he
I
doesn't
don't...
because it's his home. Like, and it's just, like the same right. thing with Sterling. He could easily jump the fence. He just won't.
He just won't.
Yeah, but I don't think Tipper's pregnant because that girl's mom said she wasn't, and she knows everything. So
okay,
I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, normally to check if a dog is pregnant, you could just look at a picture, and then someone's mom could tell you if it's fucking pregnant or not.
More Like Radio! MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Radio!
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do in Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie.
After the Italians.
Papa the Poopy.
Papa the Poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
The Amen.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, you. Yes. You guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Yeah.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how... You know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls. Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Look, it's okay to write about mass murderers. You just can't side with the mass murderers.
This is a direct attack on his First Amendment rights. A right, I might add, that belongs to everyone, regardless of intelligence deficiencies or possible retardation.
Yes, but there are conditions to those rights, like yelling fire in a public theater, preaching white supremacy to middle school students.
Look, we simply can't allow Hitler's hate speech to alienate our diverse student body. We've worked very hard to create an open atmosphere for all our students.
Look, you can't go teaching equality and then get your human rights panties in a bunch when it comes with a couple of wedgies. Every asshole is entitled to his beliefs. That's the yin and the yang of democracy. It's the same freedom that allows you to teach wearing that silly beanie and those Crayola-colored kids out there to go to school together. It doesn't matter anyway. Pretty soon, there's not going to be any Jew or Aryan or Hindu or Muslim or Mexican or blacks. It's just going to be the rich and the fucked. And our grandson is already one of the fucked. So at least let the boy express the degenerate ideas he can actually comprehend. And that, my multicultural friends, is liberty and justice for all.
Second hour, Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com. If you would like to Skype in with the show, or can we do that anymore, Marie?
You can Skype in, Hippo Juice Film.
Please don't.
Hippo Juice Film on Skype. It's the phone number thing that we're having an issue with, or have you fixed it
yet? For some reason, the last few weeks, anyone that tried to call in with a cell phone number, I just put everyone else on hold to try to answer
the
call.
Yeah, it's a Skype.
I don't know what the fuck Skype's problem is. Just Skype us.
That's the easiest one to do.
It's the future anyway. But you can put Skype on your phone like a fucking, spaceman.
Or you can go to morelikeradio.com/live and join in the chat room. You can see the video of us. My camera's not working tonight. I'll help see if I can't fix that before tomorrow.
So it's an extra handsome show tonight because you don't see no Dutch.
Or you don't see me, so that's a good thing.
You could also say it's a Christmas miracle.
Don't join in on making fun of yourself, Dutch. No. That's our job.
No. I'm making fun of me. I'm just saying for the listeners who don't like me, this is good for you.
You could just say the listeners.
The listeners, this is a good thing for you.
Snap.
Oh, fuck.
I would say 954-573-2780, but...
I mean, you could try to call, just put everyone else on.
Try, and we'll see what happens.
Try.
Can I
see what's happening. Can you what?
Can I tell you how funny it was? I was still thinking when Mark was telling us, he was like, you know, I go to Epcot just to go drinking, and people are yelling show lines at me. we told you, like,
Ramcat Jackson was in Epcot and he ran into Miami MILF
and all drunk and they started yelling show like drops at Mark and
what
them.
Made you think of that?
I don't know what made me think. I think it's, I don't know,
your ADD.
My ADD, yeah, there you go. Blame it on that.
All right.
I don't remember that. We didn't talk about it when I was on the show.
Oh, you're always drunk.
Yeah.
Factual.
I remember.
Factual.
Me.
I've had like, Dutch? I've been drinking water all night. Dutch? Like, that's hashtag how sick history. I am.
Oh, no.
Get ready for a passive aggressive email your way, buddy.
Here are the five reasons why your drunkenness hurts me.
No.
What happened?
I think it hurts him more, though, Marie.
You've never had an intervention until you have.
Specifically the pool.
I don't like that you guys are talking to me like I'm not.
You've
right
never
here.
Had an intervention unless you've had an email intervention.
So hate me if you all must.
Okay, okay, that's easy.
Hate me if
I
you must.
I did that before you said that.
I started teasing this to Mitch, Sherry, and I think John before the show aired so that you and Dutch couldn't yell at me while I got my thoughts out. But now you're allowed to yell at me. I have one more episode to watch of Netflix's new show, The OA, and I think The OA is more entertaining of a show.
Shut up! No, it's not.
Okay.
Than Westworld.
I watched the first episode, and Kels and I both were like, this does nothing for us.
It's a good show. Like, hold on. It gets
what's
a
the acronym for OA?
It gets a little better.
It's a mystery, so.
It's a good show. But it is not
but
Westworld.
The first episode in is a the, bad pilot. In it the doesn't middle, rope you in at all.
In the middle of the season, Marie goes, no, this is how you do sci-fi. This is better than Westworld. I could look there and go, shut the fuck up.
That is go, not what I said.
How dare you say this
dude,
show?
Dude, it didn't draw me in at once.
Westworld is so good.
I'm like, these characters are hateable. Like, and the creators of the show are hateable because they're not giving me anything. Like, they didn't give any interest. It was just like, what?
Can I make my point? And also, Royce quoted me wrong, which makes me sound crazy. Because I didn't say, this is how you do sci-fi. Or, that yes, is not did. What I said. Yes, I said, this is how you tell a story. So
implying Westworld doesn't know how to tell a story. I'm just
that
putting that out.
It's just weird that the fact that okay, I'm just going to say, Marie, based on the I've only seen one episode. I'm not saying it's a bad show because my sister is the one who told us to watch said show. And she said that it was awesome. And we Kelsey and I, like I said, we sat through the whole first hour. We're like, this doesn't I hate every character in here right now.
Okay. Hear me out here. So
okay, all right.
First episode to first.
Sell me on said show.
First episode. To first episode comparison of Westworld and The OA.
No, don't what? Even try
let
apples
me, let
and
me
oranges.
Let me at least finish.
She's yelling at me.
Well, you're interrupting me. Westworld.
Because you're wrong.
Westworld beat out pilot hands down. Like the first episode of Westworld, I'm like, you got sci-fi, you got AI, you got cowboys. Like I'm hooked. Like all this looks like the formula of a fucking amazing show. And then every single other episode of Westworld, I fucking fell asleep to. And it's not because the actors weren't phenomenal. The actors were phenomenal. It wasn't because the content wasn't great. I was hooked. I love all those things. It's not because I can't handle mysteries or anything like that. Like, no. I loved Lost. I get it. There was no one in that show that I gave a goddamn shit about. I didn't care about the protagonists or the antagonists. And I really didn't, couldn't tell you who was who. The OA, on the other hand, it was really kind of just messy in the pilot episode. I'm like, what's going on? But because I was like, what's going on? I went into an episode two or later. And now, after almost finishing it up, I can say, I know who the protagonist is. I give a shit about her. I followed along with her storyline. And even though it has flash forwards, flashbacks, it has alternate realities, it has parallel dimensions, it has a...
Okay, why don't you stop? Why don't we stop? Why don't we?
Why
don't you stop before
it?
You get into spoiler territory?
Well,
also,
that's all I'm going to say.
It's literally just no, but then everyone always says that until they spoil it, like
no,
I did last week.
That's not what I'm going to do. Because of the fact that they're storytelling through her as a protagonist, I was actually able to be invested in said show.
That's fine, but it's not Westworld. Westworld's better. That's there. They go. So it's not even a debate.
Look, I'll be the judge of that.
No, you won't.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
I watched the entire thing, and like halfway through, I'm like, this is doing nothing for me. And Kelsey's like, yeah, me neither. You want to switch it? I'm like, no, we've already invested this much time into it. Let's just watch it out and see what happens. And then like three quarters of the way in the show, then they make it seem like it's the intro now. Like, oh, and then they actually start showing that that was annoying, where they started like, you know, the OA, and then, you know, 15 minutes left in the show and they start showing people's names and things like that. It's like, okay.
Royce what? Actually said when he realized that that was I all thought that the was intro, cool. He said, wow, that's really cool. They did that.
I hated it. I thought it was stupid.
It was different. It was different. I thought different.
It was different, but it was different because they wanted to be different, not because it was.
Yeah, normally a when good things script. Are different, is because you want them to be different. Normally, that's how.
No,
life
no,
works.
They were doing it. No, no, it was a hipster wannabe do different on purpose kind of thing, rather than going. It was like, oh shit! So, here's what it was. Halfway through the editing process, they're like, this is the pilot. You know,
by the way,
maybe
Dutch,
we should spice
it
up a little
Dutch,
bit.
I'm going to point something out here real quick. Is that I want to point out how spoiled you are on TV. If this show, The OA, would have come out 10 years ago, you would have been saying it's one of the best shows that ever came out. But because
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm not saying I would. I'm just telling you what
I'm
I feel
saying.
Now with
I'm
the
asking
grade.
You. I'm asking oh, you, Jesus. If 10 years ago, let's say 10 years ago, when The OA, if The OA came out 10 years ago, would you say it would be better than most things on TV?
I would say 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years. We're talking 2006.
Didn't Breaking Bad come out 10 years ago?
So 2006?
Yeah.
I probably at that time would have been like, no, I'm in love with this girl who's eventually going to break my heart, so I don't have time for TV. I need to invest all of my time and energy into her.
Jesus Christ, it's very personal. It's not what I was asking.
Oh, look, you asked me 10 yeah. years ago, would I have? No, I wouldn't have.
Fine. My point is we're spoiled with TV.
No, we are. We are. But that's just it, though. It's like it makes TV shows, you need to step your game up, especially with the pilot. The point of a fucking pilot is rope me in. Make me. There you go, Sark. I didn't like that whole thing at the end. It was just like, okay, first of all, I hate the lead male character. He's kind of a piece of shit who punches guys in the throats for being gay. I didn't like her with her messy blonde hair and fake dyed blonde eyebrows. I don't know. It didn't catch me at all. And I wasn't the only one. Like I said, Kelsey, who has the attention span of a squirrel, it doesn't, you know.
Doesn't the main girl look like Sarah Paulson from American Horror Story?
Her yes. name was Sarah Paulson.
Yeah, from American Horror Story.
Oh, wait.
Though?
Absolutely right. From that photo I'm looking at, yeah.
She looks
definitely
a
looks
lot
like
her.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but
I was
thing
I
is
was
that
captivated.
I'm sure it's a good show because everybody says it's a good show.
I was captivated from the very
seen
first
it yet,
episode.
So what about my opinion?
Your opinion doesn't matter, John. I thought we were clear earlier.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, first half.
Wait, you did see it or you didn't see it?
No, I haven't. I'm probably gonna after this.
Watch it.
Well, then
watched.
Why would we need your opinion if you haven't seen it yet?
Because I like. Fuck you. How about that?
by the way, I meant to ask, did anyone see Rogue One?
Not yet.
No.
Not
did
yet.
It came out yesterday?
No,
it came out last Thursday.
Last Thursday. I haven't
I've
seen
heard a lot
it
of good things about
Everyone
it.
Everyone said it's really good.
Yeah, because it basically doesn't follow the new timeline that they're trying to do with the whole Luke and, you know, whatever. It's just a completely different storyline, correct? No.
It's a story well,
it's,
in the
it's
same
how they got the, it's how they got the plans to blow up the Death Star.
Yeah, before.
Right, but
many
that's my point. They're following a different group of people in the same universe.
Yes, it's between.
Yeah, and that's essentially what Star Wars is doing, right?
It's
like between, in between 3 and 4.
It's between yeah, episode 3
it's
and 4.
It's a prequel to New Hope.
Anyone want to talk?
But, no, I haven't seen it yet. I was just curious if anyone's seen it.
We were waiting to see it with the family.
Well, Marie is, even though I want to see it. But, of course, I have to do whatever she says because, you know, I don't fucking.
Aw.
I don't say any more in my life, guys.
Because you're married.
Shut up.
I have.
She has a butternut squash recipe.
It's not that.
In my own house.
It's just that it's not even about, like, I don't want to have to sit through a Star Wars-esque movie the weekend it releases on a Friday night. Like, I don't
totally
want.
Agree.
I don't want to hear what the three guys behind me's opinion of the movie is while I'm watching it. Like, I'd rather see it during a matinee in the daytime where no one's going to bother
where
me.
No one's in the theater.
So old.
Yes.
So old.
So it's not that I said, "Oh, we have to wait." It's I don't want to watch it right now on a Friday night where I will be annoyed by somebody in the theater. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm 30 something years old. I don't need that in my life. I'm done with
that. I like going to matinees too.
I'm done with it.
I remember going I remember I getting tricked
Maria right now.
I remember getting tricked into the matinee, the opening night thing. Okay, so I don't know if you guys remember. Like, it was years ago. I was living with my buddy Sean, who was a huge Harry Potter fan, and we went the night that the Goblet of Fire.
Am I the only one, Dutch, that thinks that it's weird when a guy is a huge Harry Potter fan?
He was a gay.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
It does make sense.
He was a gay, and I knew he was into it, and he was like, hey, you want to go see Harry Potter? Hey, and he didn't tell me it was the opening night. And we went, and I'm like, go ahead, what are you saying? You're talking over me?
Why do you think gays like Harry Potter?
I don't know.
Because he came out of the closet.
Nah.
Oh, I thought it was a bunch of guys running around waving their wands at each other.
Oh, that too. That too.
Perstrecto, my dick in your mouth. Son of a bitch.
Timing.
History.
So anyway, so I didn't know it was opening night of said movie. He was like, hey, let's go to a late showing because we were both up. And he was like, all right, cool. He didn't tell me. So I walk into the theater and like I just see like 1,000 kids in black robes with these weird things on their foreheads. I'm like, what in the flying fuck? So it was the same thing.
Satanists?
Where we're watching the movie, and it was every kid who was in vicinity around us saying their own theories of like, okay, this is this, that, the other thing. And I was like, I am never coming to an opening night showing to a movie ever in my life.
Am I the only one that gets annoyed when people clap after a movie?
Yes.
I fucking hate it. I'm like, they're not here. No one's listening. You're not clapping for anyone. No. Do you think that they're at a random theater in your fucking shitty hometown? The director's there. You think he's fucking J.J. Abrams is there going, all right, yeah, they're clapping. I did pretty fucking good. No, unless you're at a premiere, there's no fucking need to clap after the movie. Sit there and walk out
that one.
And leave the popcorn on the floor like every American does.
And well, by maybe the way, they just were doing like a community thing. Hey, we're all clapping here.
See? I got a slow clap.
The one thing I still can't stand for Star Wars movies is you always get the jackass like father like reading off the fucking pre-quotes or the pre-storyline like the scrolling text during a Star Wars movie. It's like shut the fuck up.
Well, John, I heard you're in luck because I heard they didn't do that for this one.
Thank fucking God.
What?
That's not cool. They
I'm
have
with
to.
Dutch on this one. Yeah.
If it's Star Wars, you have to have the pre-scrolling thing. That's
maybe
Star Wars.
Maybe he was reading it for his blind child.
For the
blind kid.
I don't care about
you're blind.
You have to have the scrolling text. If they don't have that at the beginning, it doesn't feel like it's Star Wars.
It's because, but they only use the scrolling text for the main episodes in the movie. Since these are offshoots, I think that's why they don't. Maul says, I'm going to sound like such a cunt. I'm not going to lie. I hated when they take our class to see a movie, and they brought the retarded kids to join us. Yeah, I guess they would be loud.
Aw, they don't know any better.
I know. I always feel bad. Like, because you always feel bad with you always do that. Is it a jerk or is it a retarded guy? Because you're a retarded guy, you're always going to be nice. You know, you're going to be like, oh, it's, you know. But if it's a jerk.
As a guy who's grown up with people who had mental disabilities, that's a jerk move.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I've had siblings. I have a sibling who had mental disabilities. He's technically mentally retarded.
Right.
And that's a jerk move, is to bring someone out into public with a full class of people when they're trying to do... That's a jerk move.
I get you. Or the people...
Because they can be very disruptive. It all depends on their energy level that day.
The worst thing... But listen, I still would rather... I would still rather have... a fucking classroom filled with a theater filled with special needs than a fucking mom who brings the baby. And as long as then it's one of those that
at least the special needs are going to be behaved.
When the baby starts crying and then they sit there and they wait, they try to shush them there. No, the moment the baby starts crying, you should stand up. And if it's my baby, I'd punt it. But you stand up and you go outside just because you ruined your life. Listen, you know what happens when you have a baby? That means you wait for it to come out online, and that's when you watch the movie.
You know what? We don't have a baby. We don't have a baby, but we do have a dog. And if the dog's in the backyard and it's nighttime and he's chilling and all of a sudden she starts barking, the first bark, I immediately go, inside.
Yeah.
I don't sit there and go, shh, be quiet. People are trying to sleep. No, I'll be like, inside. You bark once. All right, we're done. We're done with outside.
Marie has a zero tolerance. Like, Yuki knows, too. She's like, and she'll, like, take a bark back in. I've heard her take a bark.
In the fucking bark.
Yeah, she's like, I want to stay out here. I'm like, fucked up. God damn it,
Mom's mad at me. I do not want Mom mad at me. I really don't.
I do that with Sterling, too, except it's more of I point at him and say, shut the fuck up. And I point at him.
Yeah.
And if he stops barking, then we're fine.
He's done that before, too.
If he doesn't stop barking, then I put him inside or I take care of him or whatever. But I always start with a shut the fuck up.
Hold on, let me close the door.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to get my dogs weird because our thing is, we have a sound of like a really loud, and then they immediately go like, oop. It's like a whistle for them almost.
I know,
I just did something wrong, but I didn't want them to think I was doing something wrong. So I had to close the door. But yeah, no. Yeah, but to go with your point, people who bring their kids out to movies, you're right. You look, you have a kid.
Yeah.
You have to now, unless your child can behave in public, you have to wait for that movie to come out on Blu-ray. Sorry.
And I know for a fact that we have a lot of parents that are listeners. And please, I would love to know what you do with your kid. Do you go to
Skype in?
Yes, I would love to know. Because, again, I'm not bashing all parents because there are some I have friends that have kids that I know have the sense to go, no, of course we're not going to go opening night. Are you fucking crazy? I have a baby, you know?
Right. And don't some theaters or I don't know if they do it anymore. Don't they have like a daycare system where it's like, hey,
I'm talking about when there's too. I think when they're too small for that, John. You know what I mean? Like,
still. No. John's right. John's right. They do have a few theaters that do have that. Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's always creepy. Seems vacant because it seems like nobody wants to bring their kid into the daycare. It's like
because
that's still
they're
selfish.
Good people and they're not self-centered dickheads.
The weirdest one is always when they bring their kids to like a rated R movie and you're like, seriously? Like there should be a sanctity to rated R movies where everyone in there is totally cool because you know there's not going to be any fucking brats. You know what I mean? Like,
Royce.
And by the way, as when I was a teenager, when I was 14 or 15, I snuck into a rated R movie. I abided by that rule. I wasn't a jerk. I didn't talk. I was like, look, I shouldn't be in here, so I'm going to respect the rules of the rated R. You know what I mean? Like, I'm respecting the rules of the rated R theater, you know?
Speaking of which, Roy, remember when John Rambo came out? I think I saw it with you. We saw it. And a father brought in, like, his, like, 9-year-old kids into see this.
Yeah!
And the second that the enemy forces started taking children and chucking them into fire pits, they got up. And they fucking hightailed out the fuck of that movie. I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
What did they think? They went into – have they never seen another – first of all, they never seen another Rambo movie? Was this their first Rambo movie? Like, dude, come on.
I guess.
I think he was hedging his bets, hoping it wouldn't get to that level.
It's Rambo. Of course it's going to get to that level.
Moss says, how many screaming children have to watch The Passion of the Christ? Hey, that's another good point. I remember being in Christian school – I do know that The Passion of the Christ was one of the only rated R movies that kids were allowed to watch, where there was a big thing where it's like, it isn't, you know, you're not supposed to watch rated R movies except for this. You know, I don't care if you're 10. People are bringing 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds to watch this man get brutally beat. If it wasn't based on Jesus, it was another movie just that was another dude named Phil that they were beating like this, you know, like The Passion of Phil.
Of Phil was a needless torture fest.
But my point is that then they would fucking be screaming that children shouldn't see it, you know? And dude, I saw The Passion of the Christ. That movie was fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Phil?
100%.
Phil Christ?
Needle Nose Judas? Oh, fuck.
Watch for that first stigmata. It's a doozy.
God, oh, fuck. Oh.
So you guys doing anything special for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. What's your Christmas? I forgot. This is our last Dutch and Royce before Christmas. What's everybody
doing?
Oh, by the way, end of your botches this soon, huh?
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
You got a week.
Well, I have a stack of sticky notes that have botched, like, you know, time and date stamps at them. So I'll have to edit that together here soon. But, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Wait. Do we have another show? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we have one more
show. Yeah, we have one more show. Okay. Yeah. Shit, I got a lot of work to do. But anyways, I'm not doing Christmas with my family this year because we did it last year and every other year that I've been alive. We're actually doing Christmas with Kelsey's family this year. So,
and how much do your parents hate you for not joining the family Christmas?
They don't care. They have 50 other replacements. They have a clone factory squad. They have the clone factory.
Well, I don't talk to my father anymore.
Okay, that's nice.
And my mom had just made it clear that she didn't want to have Christmas at her house anymore because she just moved into a smaller house. So it's kind of like everybody's on a free for all this year as far as the Van Wingerdens go. So,
oh no,
everybody's doing their own
thing. They've been sent out into the world.
We've been sent out into the world where always been kind of the destiny. Because of the massive size of my family alone, we've kind of been like the destination with the huge house. But now that my mom, you know, doesn't live there anymore and she sold it, we don't have that anymore. So
your family should have like a tracker app, like a Van Wingerden app. Where are they all at?
I believe that if you're going to have fucking a clan of 22 people, you should legally not be allowed to get divorced. At that point, come on. You know?
You're in it to win it.
You have to be in forever at that point.
Well, they've been divorced for the last 3 years now. So.
I know, and that's my point. And I want to, just like Trump, now that Trump's in office, we're going to touch, he's going to go in there and retroactively annul all divorces. That after the wall, that's number two on the to-do list.
There you go.
Everybody who's not married, married now.
It's hilarious.
You're welcome.
But So Kelsey's family owns a house up in Breckenridge.
Oh, stop rubbing the money in my face. Jesus Christ, Breckenridge.
I'm not throwing it in your face. I'm just telling you a reality.
He's telling you facts. Facts and figures. Facts and
telling
figures.
You facts and figures that her family does pretty good for themselves.
She's the reason white privilege exists. Go ahead.
Yes. And I'm so happy for it. So they have a place up in Breck, and so we're all going out there for Christmas. So that's what I'm doing. What about you, Johnny?
Sticking here. My grandmother is still in North Carolina, so it's just me, my mom, my brother, my dad, my brother's girlfriend, and my niece. So it's a little small get together.
Solid.
So your twin? Does your twin have any? Like, hold on. Do you even like your twin anymore, or are you guys still on the outs? Are you guys good now?
I've always liked my twin.
Okay. Does he ever have like the? I would love to talk to him on the air, or is he just like, I don't care?
Exact polar opposite. He is like uber shy of me. He listens to rap. He's got an afro, blue eyes. He's fucking freckled. Ah, he's a busy person.
He's the inverse of John.
See.
Right. Okay. I just, you know.
Remember,
I have to check every 2 years to see if he's ever going to come on the air with us.
You remember when Link had the fight, Shadow Link? That's what they are. They're the polar opposite.
I understand.
Yeah.
I just had to ask, though. What about you, Sherry and Mitch?
On
drunk.
Christmas Eve, we are doing it with Sherry's dad.
That's gross.
Doing it with your dad?
Yeah. That's fucking gross.
And her brother.
Gross. Gross.
So it's going to be a four-way. And baby, too?
No baby? Who knows?
Maybe not
and
a baby.
I love it. Yummy, yummy.
My
maybe
niece.
Baby? Yeah. Maybe. And then Christmas Day, we're doing my parents. And then
Maul says, Maul says,
reword this, buddy.
Go back a little bit. Maul says,
crazy.
Sounds sadder, John.
I didn't know I was even sounding sad.
You weren't.
And then next Wednesday, before we come down and visit you guys on Thursday, on Wednesday, we're doing Sherry's mom.
Ew! Yay! Stop having sex with fucking relatives.
I mean, I understand.
Babe, this isn't Alabama.
What kind of help Minnesota might
Minnesota is kind of the Alabama of the North.
It might as fucking well be.
I thought that was Wisconsin.
Montana.
No, that's Wisconsin. That's,
we're just the Alabama with teeth.
You guys are the Georgia of the North.
You guys are there in 20 degree weather, and today Blizzard Beach was open because it was so warm, which is the water park here in Disney.
Yes, yeah. I was in a t-shirt and gym shorts yesterday.
We must play Alabama, man.
Alabama. Well, good.
That reminds me, when I go into work tomorrow, I got to take a photo of that doll.
Alabama, what? Man?
Yeah, the owner of Tate's Comics, he's friends with the guy that designed the Alabama Man doll, along with other things from South Park.
Right. What are we doing, Marie? We're just going to go hang out with Marie's parents.
Yeah, we'll be in Tampa visiting my family.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's flying in.
Nothing too crazy. I like Tampa. I was there for that that last wedding that I was at when I hung out with you guys.
But yes, New Year's, Mitch and Sherry are coming down.
Yeah,
Mitch and Sherry.
Yeah, sorry. No, by the way, can I say I apologize for not being able to keep the tradition up, even though we've had a 1 year tradition.
I know. We figured we're going to fail. We're going to
miss you. I'm going to miss you.
Have fun. I really wish
I've already replaced you with Joe. So,
are you guys going to Georgia for the New Year's?
No, we canceled our elaborate plans and decided to go out to the Wickiwatchee River for
Joyce
New
and
Year's.
Joe's parents have this cool place on the river. We've talked about it before. So we're all going to head out there and go out on the boat. I'm going on my boat. Year. I'm going upriver.
I'm telling you right now, Kelsey and I will be in for next year with the New Year's stuff. This year we couldn't do it. So
we're going to be grilling and
not
chilling.
Not going to do it.
Grilling and chilling on the ocean.
Grilling and chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Chilling
and grilling.
Yep. Maybe next year we can do Denver.
Maybe. Or maybe we should.
Casa Bonita?
No, let's not do Denver because then Dutch will be happy. I need Dutch. Dutch needs to be a little bit on edge
for
the show.
I need to be miserable all the time.
Well, that's how the show does well.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, that's a linchpin. If Dutch is happy, the show's not doing good.
It's not doing good.
Yeah, when Dutch is upset, good shows.
So the show's going to suffer if Dutch is happy.
If you want Dutch to be miserable, we'll just do New Year's in Minnesota.
Oh, God, I'm already miserable thinking about it.
Dude, I'll come to that. You guys have plenty of room there.
What? Plenty of room? How about plenty of snow?
We have a heater.
Here's the thing.
I'll build you
an
igloo.
Colorado. You guys live in Minnesota. We're used to the cold. Those two idiots down there, as much, or those three
Here
idiots
we
down
go.
There.
The northerners talking down
to
us.
Used
to
not having snow.
Here it goes.
I want snow. I want to go snowboarding. Next year, I'm going to go to Colorado for New Year's.
I don't
there
mind
I said
snow,
it.
But I don't think I can tolerate Minnesota cold. I don't think I have enough clothes.
Once you hit negative 10, it all feels the same lower than that.
See, the good thing is, the great thing is, once it gets to like negative 25, as soon as it gets to 20 above, it's like, hey, this is where fucking t-shirt and shorts
Can
outside.
I say
this is
how
great.
Fucking sick I am of northerners talking down to us in Florida. Oh, you think that's cold?
First of all, the fact that you call us northerners is just as racist as calling us Yankees. I don't like that.
You are fucking Yankees.
Who calls Yankees anybody?
Yeah, anybody anymore.
What was that, Yoda? Jesus Christ.
My mic cut out. I said anybody anymore.
Your mic didn't cut out. You sound like Yoda.
An elf? I am not.
And also, I wasn't talking down on you. I was just stating a fact.
And just
well, technically, you would be. Since you're so north from us, you'd be talking down to us because we're down on the map.
Yeah, but Mitch, the problem is every time you state a fact, you're talking down to somebody. Mitch went through, did the math of like, Mitch, explain the math equation.
Okay, so,
Dutch, let me, first off, before Mitch gets into the story, I want to preface this by saying this is how I'm going to prove that Mitch is on the spectrum, okay? Go ahead, Mitch.
Okay, there we go.
All right. So this is what my friend posted on Facebook today. How many red M&Ms do you think it would take to fill a taxidermied reindeer? I want Christmas morning to be perfect for my kids. So
that was the joke.
And that's just
That was a friend's joke.
He's just posting a silly jokey thingy, whatever.
Okay, but now look what
like
Mitch,
a pinata.
Look what fucking Rain Man
like a pinata.
Said. Look what Rain Man said.
Okay, so this is what my reply to him was. An average male reindeer is about 375 pounds. If you figure the skin, head, antlers, etc., would be approximately 100 pounds, that leaves 275 pounds of mass. A rule of thumb is one cubic foot would hold approximately 25 pounds of meat. So you would need 11 cubic feet of M&Ms. One cubic foot is 7.48 gallons. You can fit approximately 4,000 M&Ms per gallon. That's 29,920 M&Ms per cubic foot. And a grand total of 329,120 M&Ms to fill up an average male's reindeer. M&Ms are $3 for an 11-ounce bag at Walmart. A single M&M is approximately 0.04 ounces. That is 275 candies per bag. Oh, that's 1,197 bags of candy for a grand total of $3,590.40.
To which I asked,
why would you go out of your way to do that math?
To which
it took me like 25 minutes to do all those calculations.
That's 25 minutes that you didn't need to do.
It's
you
worth
could just
it.
See that post and be like, and just hit the up like button and then move on with your day.
Nope, worth it. That's why
not worth it.
That's why I love Mitch is he follows through on the thought process.
But were you at work? Did you have more important things to do other than figure out
yes,
that math?
Yes, I was at work. Yes,
yes
I
and
was
no.
at work. And yes, I had more important things to do. But at the time, I wanted to do this instead.
Maul says Mitch is just like one of those kids you don't want to take to the theater.
And then
he
after,
really is.
I have the ability to ruin things for people when it makes me happy.
Yes, I love that about you.
This just fucking
now,
what the
he
fuck,
asked.
Mitchell?
You know what? He wanted to know how many red M&Ms.
That was
an
innocuous fucking question. He didn't need that amount of research.
Yes,
in,
he
my
did.
Friend.
But I went above and beyond because I told him how much it would cost him as well.
And how many bags? It's more satisfying to have the answer.
What was his reply?
He didn't reply. That's the sad part.
Marie, did you reply?
He didn't even like it.
Did he unfriend you?
I don't think so.
My reply...
If he was going to unfriend me, it would have been for a lot more things than this.
My reply was, well, what if you go to one of those stores where you can pick the color of the M&M you want and you only buy that one M&M? Does that change the cost?
Well, yeah, because then you're buying it a la carte. Yes, I would assume.
Well, I mean, you can go on M&Ms.com and you can buy
exactly.
just red M&Ms.
Yeah, yeah. Through the M&M store, you can only buy a certain color if you want to. So then that way you don't have to buy extra amounts of bags and then split out just the red ones to fill up your reindeer.
Right. I wasn't going by like bulk pricing or any of that. I just went by the average price. You know, everyone has a Walmart. So if you need to go to Walmart, buy 1,100 bags of M&Ms, you can do it.
Yeah, Sherry, my sentiment exactly.
The fact that you went out of your way to
this
the amount of variables in that you figured out.
Yeah, because I had to Google how much meat fits in one cubic foot.
Of course you did.
Nobody.
I don't know any of this stuff.
You understand if people were to see your Google history, they're going to think you're a serial killer, right? For 100%.
A silly killer? Yes.
A silly killer, which is a clown who kills people.
Silly killer.
You would be surprised at how many articles there are on Google or on the internet about volume of M&Ms and how much space they occupy in different vessels.
Why? Oh, that's right. There's plenty of autistic people in the world.
There's a lot. I don't know. Yes. But I was going for bigger sizes than they were, so it was more difficult for me to figure out.
Yeah. Joy. Mitch is definitely on the spectrum. John is definitely on the spectrum. What does that mean?
It means I'm colorful. Shut up.
Yeah,
Here it is. Maul says, Mitch watches Minecraft, has low libido, lives in Minnesota, and is ingenious at math, and could snap somebody's neck with the autismo strength. Definitely on the spectrum.
Yeah,
John, I'm not a genius at math.
John, don't get mad.
I'm mostly average at math.
And John, don't get mad because Elon Musk is probably also on the spectrum. Like, he definitely acts like it. So that's not necessarily...
No, but what does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
That's not necessarily an insult. When I use it with you, it is. But with other people, it's not. No, what it means is...
No, that's the thing. I don't even know what an insult would be. I just don't know what... Spectrum is a radio channel on my dial.
Spectrum on the autism scale, like Asperger-y.
I got Asperger's?
Well, no, I don't know if you do. I'm not a doctor, but if I had to guess, I would say you and Mitch.
Oh, no, you do.
You and Definitely. Mitch, absolutely.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like Having I said.
Here's the problem is that most people look at Asperger's and autism like the same way. It's not even the least bit.
No. Elon Musk is guaranteed. Like, those, there's some fucking millionaire geniuses that you could tell are on the spectrum, you know? Actually, you know who did a really good job of pointing that out was Silicon Valley, the first season. The CEO. That dude was absolutely on the spectrum.
Yeah, the people that are so smart that they can't operate in a social environment normally.
Right. Well, not to hype this show at all, but Big Bang Theory, the main character on that thing.
Yep, absolutely.
He's definitely an Asperger-y kind of guy, and they make fun of it, and they have fun with the whole fact that when everybody's brain is like a pie chart, and you can only fill up so many aspects of your brain with either knowledge, empathy, emotion, that kind of thing. So when things get bigger, other things get shorter.
But check this out. Here's the thing in the chat room on the spectrum. It has Marie posted. On the right, it says classic autism, which is severe learning disability. Then autistic spectrum conditions, which is moderate learning disability, mild learning disability, then average IQ. Then you have high functioning autism and Asperger's, which get
But that doesn't even fill out the whole thing.
Well, hold on, which could also be above average IQ and extreme abilities in some areas. Like
a superhero?
Yeah, for example, Mitch socially, for example, is not very good. But
very true.
When you need somebody to be a fucking dick, when you need somebody to do something dicky that no
one
else will
do,
he is a Jedi master of sarcasm.
He's been the MLR Pitbull since day one.
I don't think Mitch understands how many times, like, I'll be in a car, just Mersh and I, Mersh will be like, you know what Mitch said on Facebook? Like, and it's just, you have all this respect for just dry, I don't give a fuck. Everything bounces off of Mitch. Nothing sinks into him. He doesn't let the world affect him. He's just like, fuck, it sucks. And he just does terrible things.
I don't think it's so much of like autism or whatever. I think it's just once you've been shot at, then the little things don't bother you as much anymore.
There it is.
There you go.
He nailed it.
There you go.
Jared in the chat room says, our friend from middle school, which is not as weird as it sounds, says, I have autism. So, see, Jared has autism. So, there you go. It's fine. And he's fucking – Jared's fucking brilliant, by the way.
First of all, junior high.
Middle school. Eighth grade. What's eighth grade?
Middle school?
Junior high.
Isn't middle school and junior high the same thing?
Junior high. No. Middle school is 6 on down, and junior high is 7th and 8th.
Now,
I had
middle school where it was 6 to 8.
Yeah, exactly. So did I.
Yeah, that's middle school.
Yeah. So don't fucking come at me all fucking hard, Dutch. Like, you know.
Sorry. I'm in a more advanced state than you are.
No, my junior high was 7th.
Sounds like someone's on the spectrum.
Maybe, but, I mean, no, Dutch isn't on the spectrum. He's a sociopath. It's something different. Narcissist.
Yeah, I was going to say, not sociopath, more narcissist. Yeah, I would more say like more narcissist. Self-centeredness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Correct. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, who cares? Maul probably is, too. I mean, you know, I've had the guess. She has the phone of an autistic person.
I feel like if you're a fan of our show...
I feel so bad. We're so mean to them, and they
might just be on the spectrum. Yeah, maybe.
I agree. But this is cool. Good. I like that we got all those people.
The amount of weirdness that happens on a weekly basis between the two shows. Yep.
So what you're saying is basically our show is the equivalent of Jeff Foxworthy for autistic people.
Yeah, except we're not making Jeff
Fox. You might be a redneck if. You might be autistic if.
You might be autistic if you figure out how many M&Ms it takes to fill a corpse of a reindeer.
Eater dude.
Whose dog is back barking in the background?
They're being dicks.
Who let the dogs out?
You already fucked her, Sterling. Leave her alone.
I was going to say, leave her alone.
Mm-hmm. How did
I want to do it again.
How did the rainbow translate from gay pride into autism awareness?
No, I don't think it's... I think it's just to show respect. I don't know, Marie. I'm not, why am I answering?
Can
like
I explain?
No.
Please.
I like the colors.
African Americans.
Okay,
there you go.
That explains the autism.
Go, right
that's
there.
The explanation.
What?
Wow. Right, John just proved it. Holy
Thank
shit.
You.
Thank you. Holy crap.
What did I prove?
Nothing.
That's why they use the colors.
I was gonna say the majority of Like, I feel like I have a little bit of autism because I hear music in colors.
That's synesthesia.
I'll hear a certain note. And
you're a crazy person. No, it's not.
That's called synesthesia.
It's called synesthesia. I saw this so special
I have
it.
Synesthesia, yeah. And I see notes in colors, and I hear songs in colors. Like, certain colors, I don't know how to describe it. It really... In all my years of radio, it's one of those things that I think we've tried like 8 different times on this show for me to try and describe synesthesia. I can't do it. So,
Maul says I'm not autistic. I'm just mentally ill. Well, I mean,
what is Asperger's syndrome?
She says she thinks she's schizophrenic. Maul, you're not schizophrenic. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that. Maybe you might.
Well,
be.
I have one of my brothers is.
Go to a doctor. And,
go ahead.
I would say that this is okay. I'm going to tell you a life hack because in Cuba, the medical system's not great for schizophrenia. So here's what you do. Okay. You get a Cuban coffee. All right. You crush up some Xanax in that bitch. Drink it. Go for a 1 mile run. All right. Then you eat as much lard as you can out of a can. Throw up. And then you'll be too tired to be schizophrenic.
That's a lot of work.
That's a Cuban remedy. Hey, you know what? If you want it to happen, you got to work, girl.
You got to work, bitch.
Yep. That's Britney Spears, I believe, said that.
Indeed.
Yeah, there it is. Look, synesthesia. Yeah, some
people. Yeah, I was going to say, I see A in red, but I don't see E in green. It's slightly different. I see E in more of like a yellow color.
I have my fucking prompt. I'm colorblind. Like, what is a green bread diagnosed to me?
You don't have. You're not colorblind,
no,
are you?
I really
green,
am.
Green,
no,
brown?
Not a joke. Green, brown, yeah.
You can't see green and red?
Hold on. Yeah, green, brown. I
remember when I said you're usually too drunk to remember conversations?
Yeah, I've
been on this show for fucking close to 7 years now. I don't remember you being colorblind.
Do you remember the story that we told
Don't be insulting.
Do you remember the story we told where I was wearing a green shirt and Royce was wearing a brown shirt and then he said that we matched and I said how and he says we're wearing the same color shirt.
I know she said
it might have been a show that I wasn't on.
She
Sorry,
said how
I haven't been present.
She said how and I go great Native American impression. Thanks for setting me up. And then I talked to Dr. B and he sent me these tests you take. To determine, yeah, and apparently I am a green brown. With certain shades,
like
not all
slight
shades.
Colorblind.
Yeah, certain shades, not all shades. I see.
Okay,
now I see as
you're not
the
a 40-40 colorblind. You're like a 30-20 colorblind.
Yeah, I don't see the world black and white or anything.
You
but
were saying that you translate browns into different shades of greens.
Correct. Certain shades of green.
Interesting.
To which
certain
I replied, well, then what
color? So green.
To which I replied, well, what color do you think you are?
Oh, but here we go. Let me ask real quick. Okay, so the E and the T on the thing that she posted, which one is which? You tell me the color.
Say that again?
In synesthesia.
So the E's. Uh-huh. So there's the
if
E's
I had to guess,
are both the same color.
Okay, the T and
in
the
my,
E.
Go ahead.
The T and the E. I would say the T is brown and the E is green.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like yeah. I said, it's only certain shades. It's not all of them, but absolutely I will get them wrong many, many times. And I don't know. I guess I've always been that way, but I've never – like it's color is not something that you really catch at your colorblind because I've always seen a certain way. You know, it's not like it's ever been different for me.
No. I'm talking about like, you know, when you know the chords on a guitar or a piano or anybody who knows anything who can read music, when you see – when you know the name of a note and you see a color, like, that's just weird. Like, yeah, A is red. E for me is a little more, you know, not as green. It's a little more brownish, I guess.
But I actually saw these videos now of they're coming out with these glasses that you could put on for people that are colorblind that actually helps the way the light goes through and there's – people that are colorblind and not being able to see color they've never seen before, so that's kind of cool. But again, mine's not terrible, so I guess it's not that big of a deal. But
so wait, are you saying that with synesthesia the colors are similar from person to person that you experience?
No, mine aren't, because the thing you just posted doesn't make sense to me. The only one it does is A.
So you see red in A.
It always.
Well, that makes sense because it's the start of the rainbow and start of the alphabet.
D is incorrect.
What do you see with the color D or with the letter D? What color?
Well, here's the thing is I have to actually like be reading music. It's different. Like it, when I read music, I can see the notes and I can see, I don't know.
So you don't see.
What you posted just threw me off because I don't know any of this. This okay. is a weird thing.
Do you, well, see, you see this one here? You see this?
Royce is on a completely different thing now. He's looking at a color eye chart. Where
okay,
they put,
but this I want. I'm going to ask you a question. You're looking at. This,
yeah.
Right? Okay. I don't.
You posted in the chat.
I'm
he's too okay. So what we're looking at is where they put dots.
Mitch, I'm going to send it to you in Facebook Messenger.
They use two colors and they write a number inside of a space where the number is a different color than the space around it to see if you can see the number. And
okay,
then not.
Mitch, post that in the chat room. This one here, I've been doing doing all the numbers, right? I don't. Does anyone? Do you see a number there?
Yeah,
I see a number.
Okay, I do not, and this is not. I swear to God, I don't see a number there. I don't see a number. I all it looks like is dots to me. I don't see.
What's
you know
your
what?
Number, Mitch?
Oh my God! I'm a Westworld robot. It doesn't look like anything to me. I don't see. So right here,
what color do you
wait,
see?
Wait, hold on. What did you post? Like, what is it supposed to be?
Mitch posted it in the chat room.
It's a test for color blindness. You're supposed to see inside of all of the dots
a number.
Some slightly different colored dots which form a number.
What color would you say
it's a four.
Royce, what color would you say that you see?
Color?
Yeah, what color do you see?
I would say...
No, out of all of the dots, if
there's
you're not
so many different colors. I mean, I would say gray.
Okay, so you're just seeing gray. So I would define it as blues and purples.
Okay, where's the... Okay, with your hand, do me a favor and show me where the number four is. No, seriously, because I don't see it, and this is freaking.
Are you talking about her or me?
No, Marie. I'm talking Marie.
Follow you.
This is freaking me out. Okay,
you don't see the four?
No, I don't see the four. Swear to God.
Okay, then you're colorblind.
I know. I know. I am. So right here on this test, I'm going to hit nothing. This one's a seven. I'm going to just. I'll see if I find another one. Okay. So far, see the rest of these I could see pretty easily. This test that I'm taking. Okay. See this one here. I don't see a number. Am
all
I
right,
supposed
put
to?
Put it in the chat.
Jesus.
Now, what color
Mitch,
dots,
I'm putting another one, okay?
What color what color dots do you see in this one?
I'll be
you
honest with you.
Can't see this one? Holy shit.
It looks exactly the same as
this
the other one to
so
me.
This one is so easy.
Describe.
Fuck you!
Describe the color.
Show me. I want to see it.
Gray.
This one is so easy.
Gray also.
Okay.
I see gray. What is it
yeah,
supposed
I see
to be?
It.
Now
I see
I
the
would,
number
that's
six.
A six.
The number
where?
Six.
Where? Ah, I'm broken.
In the center, buddy.
No,
okay, dude, it's okay.
I don't
you're
see
colorblind.
It.
It's all right.
Okay, I'm gonna do nothing. On
I
this
would
because you're half
wait.
Retarded doesn't mean you have to get upset.
I would describe that as grayish looking. Yeah, it's the same color where the dots forming the number are a teal, kind of greenish blue. Surrounded by dots that are more bluish gray.
Right.
So, yeah, it's again, if you were having a green-brown issue, those...
Like this one, again, I don't see.
It really seems like you're translating it gray. When I asked you before, you said you were seeing green, but it's probably just...
No, I said gray. I meant to say gray. If I said green, I meant to say gray.
Because oh.
This one, again, this looks gray to me, too.
Yeah, it's definitely anything where the blues... And greens are muted enough to where it just seems gray to you.
Yeah,
it a little weird for me to say that that four was hard for me to see at first?
No,
like
no,
I didn't
because
get
it's very.
I didn't
it's a very
get
faint.
It until I gotta be honest. I didn't see the four until after.
Okay,
Mitch said
this is
the six.
This
I saw
green.
Immediately.
This one's greenish to me, and I don't see a number. Is there a number there?
Yeah.
Okay, what number is it?
So this one
I don't
is,
see it.
This one's interesting. The number eight is in the middle.
Mitch, hold on. Can somebody
put it in the chat
Mitch,
room?
Mitch, I'm sending you another one. There you go.
Oh, this is a tough one.
This one, yeah, this one's interesting because it's actually
is
using...
Is it five?
It's actually using four or five different color tones in there. I'm seeing reds, purples, greens, and blues.
I don't see anything.
Maul says she sees eight. Okay, so see, apparently
I don't see eight.
I am
at all.
Legit colorblind.
Yeah, I see
guys.
The eight.
You know,
I see nothing.
You know the funny thing
even after them saying eight, I still isn't anything.
We're Westworld robots.
When it's small, when it's a thumbnail and you kind of squint, then you can see the outline of the eight. But when you actually try to look at it close up, it's not good.
Are these all like colorblind test things?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen these before.
You know the funny thing is, your monitor might have something to do with it, because on my monitor I can't see it at all. But as I'm looking at Royce's monitor, it's clear as day.
Mine.
But I know my monitor is slowly dying, and everything is muted on mine, so it's really hard to read it on my monitor. But on his, where I'm looking at it, I'm like, it's so obvious, it's an eight. Like, how do you not see it?
They actually are already selling these glasses too for colorblind people. But anyway, it says I have.
Have you not seen those?
I have my. Yeah, dude, I saw the video. Mild protein. Protein type color vision.
No, hold on, dude. You know, like those videos of, like, you know, soldiers coming home?
Yeah.
Like, emotionally, listeners out there, if you want to see videos of that you'll cry with, someone who's colorblind, who sees color for the first time putting on those glasses, it's emotional. It's kind of fun to watch.
How much are they?
Look up on Twitter, on YouTube.
How much are they? Does anybody know?
I think they're fairly decent. Dude, they're fucking these days.
They're expensive, man. Yeah, $349.
That's not bad if you
have... Yeah, okay, well, guess what? I wish I could see these colors, but I can't afford $349.
It's something you can save up for if you've never been able to see color before.
Honestly, I have never seen those colors, and it's kind of bums me out that I'm wondering what I'm missing, because if you've never seen something, it's hard to imagine what it is. You know what I mean?
Okay, well then...
Like a boob.
I think this is a public service announcement that you need to tip your Uber drivers so they can see color.
Right.
Yeah,
colorblind, and you should tip me so I can get my colorblind glasses and then show them those videos of people who can see color for the first time.
And chroma glasses, what they're called. And chroma is the kind of how do these things work? I mean, something by the prism. I don't know.
It's kind of like those ocular implants they have, like those videos of people who have never heard anything in their entire life and they're able to hear their child for the first time. Those are just as dude. Those videos are fun to watch. The ones that make you cry, like they're intentional to make you cry. Not like that guy from ESPN who's an asshole, but you know what I mean? Like that kind of shit, like when you've never seen color or you've never heard a sound and then you actually be able to do it, that's fun.
I watched a video recently of it's a person with Parkinson's disease.
Oh, yeah.
And he has kind of like a pacemaker thing installed in his heart. And like he'll turn off the device and immediately he's like shaking. He can't control his head, starts tilting to the side. And then he has to really fight to find the button on his device to push. But as soon as he pushes the button, within about 30 seconds, he's back to normal. He can talk fine. He can move fine and all that stuff.
Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
I look at it like, because that's probably my future. Because
Parkinson's?
Yeah, people in my family have Parkinson's a little bit, so.
I have cancer in my future, so I know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, that's sad, but if anybody wants to help Roy C, I put the link in the chat room. You could buy me the glasses. You know, that'll be a nice Christmas present, you know, to give the present.
Your colorblindness.
Yeah, to give the present a fucking sight. That'd be great, guys. And chroma
Mitch,
glasses.
A veteran who has Parkinson's.
Mitch, I'm very sorry, but Daddy wants to see purples.
I can't wait for you and Marie to open up the Christmas presents I got you.
I can't wait either.
Oh, don't! By the way, I'm so excited that Mitch and Sherry are coming down. I can't wait for you guys to meet Joyce and Joe. You guys are gonna fucking get off. Well, okay,
it's gonna be so fun.
You guys, are gonna,
I'll get off on them.
Oh my god! Hey, naked bow time is known to happen. Oh my god, it's already midnight.
It is already midnight.
But it doesn't matter because Marie doesn't work tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Christmas vacation!
Christmas vacation!
I'm excited.
We should wrap up anyway, though. I'm tired.
Please, because I want to finish watching the OA.
Yes, we know.
And I want to start watching the OA. All
right. Well, Dutch, you want to play us out or I can play us out? I don't care.
I don't know. Go ahead.
I
can't make a decision on a song.
But,
I'm sorry.
But I'm here for you, pal.
Try Smash Mouth.
Who's here for you? No, fine.
No. I actually saw that when I was scrolling through and I'm like, nope.
I'm not going to do it because I don't know how they... I don't have time to check how they are with their shitty shitness. All right. And there we go. Oh. I got it. I got it.
So loud.
You hear your song.
That's not me. I got it.
You got it?
Yeah. We're good to go. Okay, you can ask around the room, Dutch, your question of the night.
I know how to run my own show, douche.
You're going to want to ask people why they're better.
Royce.
Yes.
I'm not asking you. Marie, okay. Why are you better?
I'm better because I think the OA beats out Westworld.
Boo, Wendy. Boo, Wendy.
Boo, Wendy.
Boo, Wendy.
Johnny Cakes.
I'm better than you because I think I may or may not be on the spectrum.
Oh, hey. You know what?
Mitchell.
I'm better than you because when someone asks a stupid question, I go way above and beyond to give them the answer.
Also on the spectrum.
Sherry.
I am better than you because Christmas puppies.
Yay!
And I'm better than you because I am not having to spend time with my family this year. It's my girlfriend's family.
And I'm better than you because I don't mind the Dutch to do better than you.
I didn't ask you.
Yay, we're out of here. Bye, guys. Royce did a great job. Woo!
Woo! Go, Royce.
See you guys tomorrow.
Good job, Royce.
PM. More Like Radio. Hippo Juice. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Merry Christmas from Dutch and Royce, by the way. I should have said that. Merry Christmas from Dutch and Royce.
Merry Dutchmas.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, I like that.
MoreLikeRadio.com.